It's all right. It's gone, man.
You going now?
It's all right.
I'm here. Y'all can't hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
My computer right. Active than that. All right.
Pause.
Nigga, man, every time.
NappyAfro.com.
What's good, people? Welcome to episode number 20 of the Frocast. 21. My bad, number 21. We starting out with bloopers. 21 of the Frocast. I'm your host, all right, a.k.a. Mr. Don't Shoot Me. I'm sitting here with my people. To the left is the homeboy who runs the show, B-Easy. Say what's up, B-Easy.
My name is B-Easy. I got one a.k.a. this week, and it's a.k.a. who the fuck is Dub?
Damn. Dub, you never let him go first, son. Never let him go first. You supposed to interrupt that nigga when he was saying this. A.K.A. But anyway, go ahead, man. Dub, tell him who you is, Dub.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Dub, A.K.A. Mr. May. You feel me?
Ooh. Yeah, wow. He took a last name.
Speaking of, I mean, you heard King Germ. Say what's up, King Germ, before I get to the next thing.
What's going on? This is King Germ, A.K.A. the Instinct.
Thank you.
this is true. So we have a special guest tonight for the show. Along with Dub. We've been trying to book this for a minute. Special guest, Tracy May, should be on here in a second. Tracy, are you live?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness. Tracy May's in the house. What's good?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
let the begin.
Okay, so earlier today.
No. I'm a neutral person. What we have here, folks, we have a situation, a love triangle, if you may call it that. On one side, we have Dub on the west side, Nevada, wherever, Las Vegas. And on the other side, we have the guy, Be Easy, representing Atlanta, the Dirty South. But we are caught in the middle. It's the Vixen, Tracy May, in Tracy Mayland. Yes, and we got a problem here because... blows were almost came. Well, I know it was e-blows. Yes. I mean, insults were thrown. It got ugly here a few minutes, folks. I wish we had footage of it, but we don't. But Dub and Be Easy, we are here in the building. Let's get this out here. Tracy May, who's your Twitter man? Is it Be Easy or is it Dub?
Folks, now, Tracy, before you go, baby, hold on one second. Now, you know, me and you on Twitter been kicking it for a while now.
It's
been good. I gave you space when you need it. Let you go out on dates with other niggas. I ain't even have a problem with that. Listen. I bought a new welcome mat because I read your blog and I wanted to improve my house too. But this is what I gotta say. Now, I love Dub. Dub's my brother, but it's hard to get. But he's my brother anyway. It's hard to get. It's hard to get a wife when you already have a wife.
Oh, shit.
That bus came.
That bus came up so early.
Hey, Joe Rogan just said, what did you say?
Jesus Christ is what the host.
And that's basically all I have to say. I still love you, baby. I let you choose. I have nothing else to say.
Dub said he's a Mormon. First of all, Dub is a Mormon, so everything's okay. Go ahead, Dub. Go ahead.
I'm not even gonna front. Like, I had a plan, but B just hit me all in my mouth. But you know, B is like 20 years older than me. That's, you know, I'm damn, B, you hit me hard, dog. I don't even.
And just, don't say nothing.
You just messed up my whole team. I ain't think you was beefing like that. Like,
and dang, hater move. That was a hater move. Tracy, man, you got to take that into account. What kind of guy Be Easy just showed himself to be.
Okay.
I think I would rather have a philanderer than an old snake like that. I'm just going to be real.
Well, he put her on game, though. I mean, so she's not
walking out. That's still snake. But look, but it's all right. When you do that.
No, he can't say he's my brother. But let me tell you this.
The thing with Tracy May, because I was upset with Tracy May for a while because she was in Atlanta.
What? Yes. I was just in Vegas.
What the hell?
Last weekend.
So she should come both of y'all niggas.
No, no, but for real though. See, Trey, I don't know Tracy real thing off the thing, but she could have hollered at me for real. We could have went to a Cheesecake Factory.
Don't y'all get it? Maybe both of y'all should get it. She like y'all from a distance. She was in both of y'all cities and they called neither one of you.
I mean, okay. I mean, I would,
I'm saying, now with the Chuck E. Cheese, you know what I'm saying? We could have had fun.
Chuck E. Cheese. Come off
like skeevy weirdo. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. Come on, Dub. You just lost me. I came back.
This nigga hit her with the R. Kelly lines and shit. I got crayons and shit. I got coloring books.
Baby, I got a pocket full of tokens.
I do love Chuck E. Cheese.
See?
Ever. I think I like cheesecake.
And that's real life Cheesecake Factory. That's not like maybe Cheesecake Factory. That's real life Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
I can make you cheesecake, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be good enough, but it's from the heart, you know?
Uh-oh. Dub, can you cook?
Yeah, I can cook.
Uh-oh. Be easy. Your specialty is...
Hot pocket, ham and cheese. It's barbecue hot pockets. Warming them up, so.
Oh.
You know.
Oh.
But.
Barbecue.
But, you can teach me how to cook.
Oh. I can teach you how to cook. You feel me?
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, his hit.
Okay, so I'm going back.
Whoa. And his wife can help y'all learn how to cook together.
Damn.
See, if you ever do come to Atlanta again, you can come to my house. Ain't got a problem.
Oh shit.
This is what I'm gonna have to say. I'm just gonna say this. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Hey.
Believe that. Sorry, B.
Camera. Flash your camera.
Yeah, hey. Hold on. How you unscribe from your blog again?
But I'm still going. Like, but we still going to Cheesecake Factory because that's how.
Talking about you.
Unfollow. Hold on. Do you just hit that follow button one time on Twitter? Or do you hit it twice? Okay. Let's see here. I'm scoring. Hey, I'm scoring.
Easy, man. I told you, man. You can't keep it, man. Listen, man. Just because you got a Mac computer and a 62-inch screen television, that's not enough for chicks these days, man. I'm just telling you, man.
Those fold-out chairs. Don't forget the fold-out chairs.
And a fold-out chair.
He got a yoga mat, bro. He don't have no chair. Yeah, man. Damn, easy. Quit telling the stats, man. This was part of that.
I have to hurt first before I heal. Tracy, man, I always love you, but I guess it didn't work out. Dub, treat her right. It's been real.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
It's been real.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
Oh, this is really heartfelt and sad.
Man, about to turn to Kanye West for real. Man. He about to make an 808.
He gonna be live too. He gonna be live too, man.
He gonna be like Adele. He gonna have two chart time albums because Tracy made this.
I don't even know how this happened today. This all came out of nowhere.
Dub didn't make you.
That's why.
Listen. The first time I saw Tracy, I said, Tracy May can get it. It's the first day.
Yeah, that's true. You did say that.
I can vouch for that.
In private, before the forecast, I said, hey, Jern. I said, hey, Jern, see Tracy May. She can get it. And that's why that was just like that. Dub seen you. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Every dude want to date Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. I'll be Jay-Z. And I think Jay-Z will be fine without Beyonce. But together? I mean, you can date Wiz Khalifa all day. And that's cool if you want to do that.
Oh, I forgot that you really love Jay-Z and I really love Beyonce. I see how you tried to throw that in.
I'm the other Jay-Z stan on the site. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Dub, you can't piggyback off here. You're supposed to come with something else.
You like Tiger, man.
How we always get to Jay-Z when we talk?
That's a real goddamn stand, nigga.
Because he changed. Listen, this dude legally changed his last name to
my last name. My last name is Hard any goddamn way.
No, it wasn't, man. You changed it, man. Come on, man. You all right.
But it's cool, man. It's all to the G, man. I appreciate
Funny how your mama and your sister. Funny how your mama and your sister last name Cox. But hey, I ain't gonna say.
Goddamn.
Hey, you know, you the only Carter. You know, what I'm saying? You the only Carter.
Everybody else is Cox. Okay, don't say it like Cox.
I said Cox. I ain't say Cox.
I don't hear the difference.
Exactly. Why, listen, man. While you're here, congratulations on the mixtape. What Tracy may do. How was the response? Was that?
I like the question mark thing she got, because you know it's like, who's Tracy May, and then like the question mark.
How was the response?
It was pretty. I haven't checked it in a while because you know I like leave it mysterious.
Hey, we'll edit this out for all the Tracy May fans that want to know. You know what's going on.
No, I mean, since you're here,
It's pretty. It's going really well, actually. Like, you know, I left it to older people to name their own price, and people have actually been paying for the mixtape. So that was a little extra.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Did you buy the mixtape?
I got check-ins and I got.
okay. Tracy May, you know who did buy the mixtape? This nigga,
it's all right. It's all right.
Tracy, man, talked about it, and then I told you I bought it, right?
B, she already picked me, dog. It's over.
I'm just asking.
Hold up. Be easy. You count the album.
No. And the last thing I want to ask about, because I do read, is it Cassaday Tracy?
So
that surprised me. Are you always been in the home improvement and stuff like that?
Yeah, but since this was my first place, not an apartment, I actually bought something. I wanted to like make a blog and, you know, sort of chronicle my decorating.
Okay. See, and I'm sorry for these questions, because these niggas don't know how to do an interview. This is how you do an interview with somebody's on somebody.
Hold on, who the fuck you talking about, nigga?
What is he doing? Nigga, I'm interviewing somebody. Shut up.
You got on this goddamn show, got your girl took, and now you want to shit on everybody else on the staff.
I'm interviewing you. I'm saying, I don't know how long we got it, so I did this to make it kind of good. Listen. I'm okay.
Hey, she got on when I texted her.
Hey, so everybody trying to get brownie points? What's going on? Do we have a dark horse?
They just got all
weird and stuff.
Anyway, I just had to place real quick. Yes. That's all.
Hey, how was your day?
I'm not gonna sit here. You do that shit on Twitter. I'm not gonna sit here and just let this shit. You know what I'm saying?
This is awesome. Hey, but the hater is coming out of Be Easy tonight, folks. If you didn't know, Be Easy is a hater. I get called the hater all the time, but y'all see who the real hater is tonight, people. Yes.
And we had a whole show set up.
Hey, man, this happened. I'm glad. Yeah, this is what I wanted to happen. I was like, when I saw this on Twitter today, I said, this would be awesome if Dub got on tonight. And it was so crazy how they think I Dub. Did I tell you to get on Skype at all? Just clear it up.
Nah, okay. I was getting on Skype for something completely different.
See, look at it. He probably about to call Tracy May. Anyway, that's not anything. this is great, folks. Hey, Tracy May, do you mind sticking around while we talk about some topics? You know, just, you know, get off this love triangle thing, because it's kind of weird. Me and Saul Wright sitting here looking like the fifth wheel and shit.
Sure.
I mean, if all of y'all want to leave, and me and Tracy May knock out this broadcast, I'm cool with that. You feel me?
See how a nigga act when he's not on the phone in the taco shop?
He wants to take Dub, hey, let's be real. Dub wife out of town right now. Dub wife is out of town right now.
Nah, why you think I'm with her? She and the other? No, I'm playing.
This shit raggedy. Before we get into the sports and everything else, we got to talk about some important shit. There's four black people on the line, so this is good shit.
I'm not black.
What are you, motherfucker?
I'm white, man. Come on, man. Everybody know that, man. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Yes, I'm a white guy, and I say nigga all the time. What y'all black folk gonna do about it? Go ahead.
I ain't going to jail.
If you've seen his YouTube channel, you know damn well that motherfucker's not white. So we got to talk about young Trayvon Martin, the shooting with your boy Zimmerman. That's some bullshit. I hold my thoughts. Let's start with the political analyst of the show. Be easy. What are your thoughts on the Trayvon Martin situation?
I'm out of the building.
Because you read everything, nigga. Just keep it moving. I'm trying to give you props.
I don't read the news. I read comics.
It's been hours since you've been gone. And not too long to come back home. Can you without you? Now let me stop this, man.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that almost took me back to the other side, honey. Yes.
Whoa, now don't make me break out singing. I'll sing. I'll get down on one knee and I'll break out singing.
Why are we even trying to do damn topics on this show?
No, because we're going
to
do it.
We tried to reel it in.
Why did you go to me first? You knew I was going to do some stupid shit.
Okay. I didn't think you were going to start singing Jodeci, nigga. There's no precedent for that. Like, you haven't done it. We've done 20 other Frocasts. You have never sung on a single Frocast. I hit a serious topic, and this nigga starts serenading.
I was trying to find Love You For Life, but I couldn't find it, though. Yeah, shit.
This is real sad right here.
You said you'd never leave me.
Doesn't it sound like he's in a house full of cats right now? Just
pretty much.
This shit sound like a big bag of lonely right now. I know that.
Aww. I ain't joking, boy. Tracy, man, I hope you love lapping this up, man. This is great. I know it's almost pathetic. I feel kind of bad, man. It's like you owe one of these dudes a kiss or something.
Oh.
On the cheek. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, okay. On the cheek. Yeah.
Yeah, kiss on the cheek. Oh, my God.
So what about us? Okay, that's enough of that, man.
I think we just lost all the people who read NappyNatural.com. We lost every last person who reads.
I'm going through my whole Doja playlist. Tracy May.
Oh.
No, we're not gonna sit here for all that shit.
No.
You need to reel it in with one final performance. This is real. No,
I know, man. Yeah. And just do the last. Just do the final encore.
Take my money. My house and my car. But when it of you, you can have it all, baby, baby.
Right.
Okay, that's enough of it.
Dub over that 24 song. Now he about to throw some Black Street on.
God.
He gonna throw that Jagged Edge on. Let's Get Married.
H-Town and shit.
Acapella, my throat's scratchy, so we just gonna go to the topic.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, hold up. Let's clear it all. Okay, so we're talking about the Trayvon shooting. That's gonna be the fucking weirdest segue ever, and I do apologize for that.
Good job picking that up.
No, seriously, on everything, the Trayvon shooting is real. 2012, people. It's 2012, and we still, if you walking in the neighborhood with the hood on, and it's raining, and you're black, and you're young, you still can get shot in the wrong neighborhood. And it wasn't even that nice a neighborhood, am I right? Or it wasn't like a crazy nice neighborhood, right?
No, it's not a nice neighborhood. It's Sanford, Florida. I've been to Sanford, Florida. It looks like it could be Jenna, Mississippi, or anywhere. Jenna, Louisiana. Jenna, fucking Florida. Jenna. It was real backwoods type place. It's real backwoods.
So yeah, I mean, of course. Yeah, the FBI is involved now. I mean, if you don't know the story, you know, Trayvon was in the neighborhood. He walked past a guy who was head of the neighborhood watch, which I guess means you can have a gun now. He followed him. He was on the phone in the car at first. The 911 people said, do not follow him. He followed him anyway. Look at Trayvon whooped that ass, though, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, allegedly. He whipped that ass.
But that's what happens when you follow exactly. a motherfucker and start some shit, is you liable to get your ass whooped.
And then it happens.
But that's did you guys hear the audio? The audio, it sounded like he was just screaming. Like,
Yeah,
it was just, it's just so sad. It's so sad. But that, you know, they had that walk today in New York. The hoodie march. Yeah. And it looks so epic in all the pictures.
Did anybody get shot? Because they all got hoods. They all got hoods on, so you know. Yeah, no.
Right.
Thank you. Wow. I'm trying to make jokes, niggas. It's quiet on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, I mean, with serious time.
Listen. It's a sad. It was a joke, but it was saying like, what the hell? You know, it's too loud. Go ahead though.
Yeah, man. I really, you know, I'm kind of upset about it because it seemed like the little dude was hunted. You know what I'm saying? And then he. The killer got off free. He's walking. And, you know, if the roles were reversed, you know what I'm saying, black, Mexican, whatever. You know, I know the guy was kind of, his last name, Hernandez, Martinez, whatever. He's a Mexican, and he's somewhat, you know, whatever.
That's like fucking German as hell.
But no. He's like a Mexican, though. He's looking, you see him? But yeah,
he looks sort of Hispanic somewhere.
Yeah, Hispanic. That's the word I was looking for. I'm sorry. Sorry, all my Dominican people are offended here. But anyway. But yeah, and it just seemed like it was messed up. And then your boy, Saul Rice boy, Obama, you know, I don't think he acted to my, you know, opinion. You know, I don't like the way Obama handled it. I think he could have at least, you know, said, hey, came out like he did for the girl that got called a hoe by Rush Limbaugh. You know, he came to her defense real fast in this situation. You know, I just feel like sometimes Obama don't claim us. And what I mean by us, I mean like the black people. Like, it's like, it's cool to be down with us. Like, you know, some people get excited with him singing Let's Go Stay Together. You know, that's enough, you know, for some people, but not for me. You know, so I think he should do more for the black people. But that's another topic, another day. And I just really think Obama could have stepped up more and got a little bit more. This happened February the 26th.
You know what I'm saying? Let's touch on that for a minute. You compared that situation to the white girl being called a slut by Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Okay. The difference is that there's no legal proceeding for that situation.
Why shouldn't it? It should be.
What are you going to take him to court for? You can't take for calling somebody a slut. You going to take him to court?
No. Oh, no, not that.
Exactly. So the point is that there's no legal proceedings that need to happen before he can address that situation. This situation, there are legal proceedings that need to take place. There's investigations still going on. There's things that still have to be filtered out before the president can make a statement. Because the last thing
he could have gave a politically correct answer, though. He could have acknowledged it to the family or something. You know what I'm saying? He could have acknowledged it. That's what I'm upset about from Obama. He could have just acknowledged that it happened and that it was a great travesty that it happened, and not necessarily really killed the guy who did it. Because we all have our feelings to him. He didn't really have to bring him up, but the fact that somebody was shot in that manner and he didn't have anything on him, that was a great travesty. A young, I think it was 17, black kid, he could have just brought it up and said something like politically correct.
What about Bobby Jones that got shot yesterday in the street?
No, I mean,
it's a little bit difficult when, you know, you want him to say something because the public is so outraged. But I feel like with the Rush Limbaugh thing, I feel like Obama had to say something then because it was sort of like the uber conservative Republican guy, like bashing this totally liberal girl. And when you're up for reelection, like, I feel like maybe he was, you know, just riding that coattail a little bit. But this is like a crime that, like, happened like last weekend in Chicago, like 50 people got shot. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't really, like, even though it was a white / Hispanic guy that shot this like unarmed kid, I mean, it happened all the time. So even though there's like this huge public outrage about it, I feel like, I don't know what he would say, because he would have to say a lot about everything every weekend or every day.
Exactly. And once you start involving, this isn't just opinion. We can share our opinion on here because we ain't shit. But once you start talking about the president and crimes, there are things that have to take place before he can address them. Otherwise, he's putting a big ass foot in his mouth and it's going to end bad. No matter how it goes, it's going to end bad. If he would have said, I just want to send my condolences to the family, somebody else is going to be mad about the the American that shot the Arabs. They're going to say, well, what about our family? You didn't say nothing about that when he attacked them. Or what about it? It's an endless cycle. So I hear what you're saying, Germ. I feel you. But from a political standpoint, he can't do that. He can't step in on every criminal situation.
I understand that. But when his little homeboy, Skip Gates, got into that little bang up with the cop, he stepped into that and had a little powwow. Let's get together, drink together, come to the house. Yeah, it was a mistaken identity, blah, blah, blah. He just jumped in, you know, and that was
crazy. But it's gonna be a wait and see. Like, him saying stuff about the Rush Limbaugh thing is no downside to defending the woman. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying this.
You know, listen to you.
But and that's another thing. Why is he so political when it comes to his black people that, you know, he allegedly is one? You know what I'm saying? So why is it so, you know, it's always political? Why is he so political when it comes to the black? That's why I say he don't claim us. He like that cousin that went to the good school and he come to the fair union. He just like the food ain't good enough for him. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know,
he said he being bougie. He too bougie.
Exactly. That's what I say. He don't claim us. We like his country cousins. Like, he don't want nothing to do with us, man. You know, but you know, yeah. Like, we the Beverly Hillbillies or some shit, man. But, what
name a president that has done more for black people?
Bill Clinton. Period.
Bill Clinton locked up more black people than he helped.
But he's helped more black people than
I just said he locked up more black people than he helped.
How? He locked up black people.
If you look at the rates of conviction between the time other presidents got in, when Clinton got in and when he got out, more blacks were convicted on bullshit weed and crack charges than any other president before. More schools were closed during the Clinton administration and more jails were opened during his administration.
Listen, okay, you got to think about the laws that were placed in the Bushes and the Reagan generations. That stuff, that right there, that's what you got to look at the stats right there, because when they put the tougher drug penalties and stuff, Clinton didn't do that. That was the Bush and the Reagan work right there.
Clinton didn't change it either. He helped book that shit. He helped book us.
I'm saying it's too hard to say what a president does and doesn't change. Like, you see Obama's hands tied just because of what Bush did when he was in office. You know what I'm saying? So to say that Clinton didn't have his hands tied, it's kind of like, it's like, you know, you don't see that double-edged sword right there. You feel me?
And that's my point, is that you can't put Obama on the slate for saying that he's not doing stuff for black people when, first of all, no president has done anything for us.
Hey, I'm
never
say
said
this,
that Obama
though.
Didn't do anything.
No, not you. I'm talking to Jern.
Okay. I didn't say he didn't do that, but I'm going to say this, though. It was more albums being sold in the administration than it being Obama. So that's my case. So you talk to all doing that from there. Hey, I'm just telling you, more hip hop was number one, man. But anyway, go ahead.
So stupid.
Right. Bring it back to albums when everything else fails. Bring it back to
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But in that case, man, I just want, you know, justice to be seen, because that could have been any one of us. That could be any one of our children, for those that have kids. It's just like, it's sad that we live in a place where you can get gunned down because somebody think that you're doing something and they get off scot-free talking about self-defense. Mm. Everybody knows, you know, I just want to see justice done, because that's not right. And it don't matter what color. It could have been a white kid getting shot by, you know, anybody. Just because a person lost, like, but they didn't have to. This is a problem, and you know, and that's what I'm looking at. It don't matter any black. It don't matter what color he is, because I would be outraged if it been anybody. To be honest with you.
So then let's start with Trace DeBay with the next question on the same topic. What would be justice in this situation?
I mean, I feel like Zimmerman needs to be arrested. I don't care about that law that Florida has that lets everybody carry a gun and shoot before if they even, you know, feel threatened or whatever. I don't know. I just feel like, they have it on tape that he was, like, basically following this kid who had Skittles and teeth. Like,
right.
I mean, he just needs to be arrested. And I don't feel like he should be protected by that jacked up Florida law.
I bet you it was Arizona teeth.
Dub, what are your thoughts, man? What do you think would be justice, bro?
He needs a trial for murder. I mean, the fact that he stalked him, it's not like this. It wasn't some kind of encounter where he had something. That would have been one thing. But he stalked the cat. It was like he was a predator. So I think he should be on trial. You feel me?
I hate you. Be easy.
If that would have been a dog, he would have been in jail right now.
Oh, my God.
That's a damn killer. Am I right, though? No, I mean.
Hey, that's real though. Even though I'm not really feeling Be Easy right now, that's true. If I walk down, I follow some stray dog and I shot it. You know what I'm saying? I'd be locked up right now.
Yeah, I do want to go ahead and say that, Dub, me and you okay, man. I done put everything aside, man.
On your end, we can be okay. Me, you still leaving. You just sat there and thumped my stuff for like 10 minutes, dog. That ain't cool.
That's two losses I take tonight. But yeah, I believe that, yeah. If you shoot at somebody who's unarmed, you know, who you've been following, I mean, they should just go with the accordance of the law. Period. No.
And if he would have just been a little bit more patient, he would have seen the house that he was walking into. Like, seen that this kid was going to his father and stepmother's house that was so and so many houses down the block. Like, I just felt like he really jumped the gun and did not think. And he said, coon.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of ended it right there. Coon, man. It's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, that lets you know what the thought process was when he started with the phone call. And I didn't listen to it because I just, you know, I live 100% black out here and I just can't. You know, I mess around and be mom-wapping everybody on the way from here to where I'm going. But according to what I heard talked about on the tape was that he was trying to, like, set up his alibi on the phone call. He was saying that he looks suspicious and he looks like he's grabbing something and these guys always get away and he's threatening me. Like, the people that heard, is that what you heard on the tape, too?
Yeah, I heard. I took a look. But what I don't get is if he would have felt like he was in danger – hearing who hangs up with 911, you feel me? Like, who's on the phone with 911? Like, I'm going to go chase this dude. I'll call y'all back. Like, that doesn't happen.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, and plus 911 said, like, they heard him breathing heavily, and they were like, are you following him? And he said, yeah. And they said, okay, we don't need you to do that. And he's, like, steadily, like, in pursuit. Like, who are you? Neighborhood watch? Serious?
That's great.
I wonder, did he have a beret on or a little fake ass badge or some shit? Home monitor ass nigga.
He totally had like fake hands, probably.
Fake ass Call of Duty screen ass.
it just seems like no matter what the year is, man, we keep going through this from Emmett Till to Amadou Diallo to Sean Bell, and now we got Trayvon Martin. It's just getting old, man. And it's going to get to the point to where people just going to start clapping for no reason. You look at me funny, I'm just gonna clap because I can't get a chance. If I walk in my car, you're gonna shoot me in the back. I can't take that chance no more.
So he said you're gonna clap in the car.
I'm just gonna start clapping, dog. I'm gonna go at 7-Eleven, get me some Skittles and a tea, and I'm gonna walk out backwards. And if I hear anybody sound funny, I'm hey, wow, wow. You know, shit. Hey, I thought I'm the neighborhood watch. I thought you'll you were trying alive, to get right? So, hey, I'll be allowed to tell the tale just like Zimmerman is. And apparently, I could be free. So, you know.
You'll be in prison.
Right. If it were the other way around, a black person did this to a white kid, they would totally be locked up.
Yeah, this is true. I just watched some dude get off the other day for a crime that they said he committed. It was a murder. He did 25 years. And a brother wasn't even in the same city or state. And they convicted him of murder.
Easily.
Yeah. It's just, you know, this shit's getting real old, man. So
this is when, like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard about this Crown Heights, Brooklyn, like a long time ago. Like this Jewish guy ran over this little black kid. And then later on, like a black guy ran over a little Jewish kid, like on purpose, like, okay, you do us, we do you. And it like started this like whole Crown Heights riot between the blacks and the Jews. And like it's still a little tension there if you go there, but it's like this is what it's going to come to. Like in that city in Florida, I would not like put it past anybody out there that's so enraged and super upset about this to be like, okay, you shoot us, we shoot you.
Yeah,
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, Sanford is really backwoods, dog. I mean, they walk down the street barefoot.
Oh, that's all over Florida, though, man. That's just
but they try to build it up like it's so like a good neighborhood, like oh, this gated community, you know.
It's right outside Orlando, isn't it?
I don't know about all that. I didn't make it to Orlando. I had to stop in Sanford. And, I didn't see no parts of Orlando when I was in Sanford, put it that way.
Was you in jail or something?
No, I was it was somebody I was dating, and her family was down there. So we drove down there. It was real raggedy.
Oh, okay.
You made it out alive.
We get no Saul Wright stories.
Yeah, I know. We don't get many Saul Wright stories.
The there's no offense in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm a life. That's it. Nappy afro and I go to bed. That's it. That's all I do.
By the way, for that neighborhood with the Jews and the blacks having problems, I didn't do it saying that Lenny Kravitz that he smooth all that shit out. In one day, Lenny Kravitz, so. Just saying.
Then the dude's gonna be fighting that
man. But no, the FBI gonna have to get involved because this does have a chance to be a riot situation. You know what I'm saying? I think it does.
Yeah.
You know, niggas flipping over trash cans and shit like that, do the right thing, so they need to do something. Did they do the right thing? They did that?
Yeah.
I get. Speaking of that, I've been trying to watch School Days all this week for some reason.
I know. It's horrible. Rest in peace to Trayvon Martin. Rest in peace, Sean Bell. Rest in peace, Amadou Diallo, Emmett Till, and countless others that get mistreated and abused by this quote-unquote justice system we have. We had to get the serious stuff out the way. It was supposed to be at the start of the show, but we had breaking news.
Hey, why don't you... Why don't you ask Tracy, since she's a female MC, about the Zella Banks and the T.I. and the Iggy thing?
I didn't know she
was talking to me, so.
just got you her ex. I mean, she hates you, bro. Dang.
Nah, she's not talking to him. Don't worry.
Oh no. Okay, well, I know about that beef and you know, I don't know. It's weird because, you know, you want to believe Iggy when she says she didn't mean to say like runaway slave master, like she wasn't really trying to be like the master of the runaway slave. It was a lyric from another song that she interpreted and changed up. Whatever. I mean, I like her, you know, so I wanna believe her. And but Azalea, like, she is I don't know, she's just like extra. What's her name? Yeah, she's like, I feel like she's a little too, I mean, she is with Kanye.
No.
Right?
It was talk. Kanye's following her and they talked it up, but she ended up signing with
They're not together. I feel like she's acting really Kanye. Like, she's a little too opinionated to be, like, fresh because she was also, like, upset about the XXL cover. Mm-hmm. And she just says fucking, like, mad noise. I feel like she's trying to, like, make herself relevant by keeping up drama with Iggy. So, I don't know.
When I saw the MTV interview with T.I. and Iggy Azalea, Iggy said all the right things. You know what I'm saying? She talked about how, like, she don't talk much because she just wants to watch and learn, and she just wants to make good music. Mm-hmm. She said the right things. I think, now, even though I think everybody else on this Frocast hates Iggy, Azalea Banks, I think I'm the only one that kind of likes her a little bit. Well, no, Saul likes her, but I know Jerm talks about her teeth all the time. And
yeah, they're kind of...
What do you think about her?
I am a big teeth person.
I watched the video that she posted, and I'm saying she needs to get her weight up a little bit.
And the main problem I do see about this whole beef here is that the internet and music is so fast now that I just realized that these two people have no album out, barely any mixtapes. Azalea Banks has no mixtapes, and Iggy Azalea had like one. And it's funny that we're already talking about this, and they really don't have enough body of work to stand on. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. But no, yeah. I think I'm going with Iggy on this one because it does seem like Azalea just more. It's mostly hating. If she was on the cover, she wouldn't give a shit. So
right, she would have been like, me and my sister Iggy on the cover.
Two girls, sisters doing it for themselves. So
right,
I don't know. Do y'all? Y'all can jump in when y'all get ready.
I've just gotten to the point where I'm like kind of, I don't even really pay much attention because, like you said, they don't have a body of work. Like nobody would have cared if Jay-Z came out 96 dissing Nas. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would have been like, all right, some no name is dissing somebody big, but now it's no names dissing each other. Like, I don't care about really either one of them, but I do give Iggy Azalea like props because I do like some of the stuff I've heard from her. You feel me?
It also proves my point about how women can't get along.
No, that's
listen,
not
hold
true.
On. Whoa. That's the main reason why the female MC game, it has a lot of problems, because I think so.
Nah, that's not so. True, because the males are doing the same thing. Like, in 08, Schoolboy Q did 40 Glock, 40 whatever, the dude from G-Unit who never popped up. Nobody cared about those two back then.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that when we had T.I. coming up, Young Jeezy coming up, Kanye coming up, all them niggas worked together with no problem. It was no problem, but it seems like, and it's also gender, I guess gender issues too with just men too and how we treat women, because if I start a crew, I'm not gonna have two women in there rapping. I'm gonna have one, and that's it. It can't be two in there. So it's like every time.
Well, you're not gonna have Tracy May in there. So just look for somebody. It's this generation of me. It's this generation.
It's always been one woman in one crew. It's never like two or three girls in a crew with two or three guys. It's always like all the guy rappers and that one girl.
But you think that's because women don't get along? I think that's because it's just a male-dominated, you know, thing. Rap is male-dominated.
The last good female posse cut I ever heard of was Ladies' Night. That's the last one I've ever heard of. The last good one.
Murder, Inc. had like five rappers.
None of them blew.
But they were I'm saying, all right, I don't got nothing to say.
No, I'm just...
I was about to say, the last one I could think of was maybe Crime Mob. They had Princess of Diamond, and they ended up falling out because Princess of Diamond didn't get along.
I know it was so much damn tension on that Ladies' Night video shoot. You know it was so much damn tension. It was like, you could cut it with a knife. Come on. Left, I probably said something out the way. Lil' Kim said something back. The brat was trying to sleep with everybody. So it's kind of like, it was tension probably everywhere. I just feel that this just shows me that if female MCs can't get along. I'm sorry.
I feel like it would be that way for female R&B groups too. Then it would be that way for female.
I mean, Monica and Brandy just got cool after how long?
20 years, son.
Just now, and then Monica's still tight about it. She was on the radio and she said, "You know what? I don't want to talk about it." You still mad because you mud Brandy in the face? You mud her in her face?
Oh gosh.
Monica from ATL.
And she dated C-Murder and Young Buck, so I get that.
She a little hood, man. Monica's a little hood. I saw Monica once when I was in Atlanta. She came in. I worked at Shoe Carnival. Shout out to Shoe Carnival. And she came in that joint, and she was sitting there with a welfare juice and a fucking big-ass pizza in a bag. And all these kids was around. I was like, who the fuck is it? And I looked down, and she started talking, and they, Monica. I was like, oh, hell no, that's not Monica. Yes, it was, with the pickle and the welfare juice. So she a little
What's
hood.
A welfare juice?
That little juice barrel? That's in the barrel? Yeah. Oh, okay. Take the top off. You know what it is. You know what it is. Don't act like
what's
that.
What's a welfare juice?
The technical term for them would be big hugs or little hugs, depending on the size. If it's a tall one, that's a big hug. If it's a small quarter water, that's a little hug. Go ahead.
That's it.
Welfare juice. I ain't never heard no big hug.
But that's what they say on the thing up top. Big hug, little
Who
hug.
Who reads that shit? You go in there with your quarter and get like 300 bitches and roll out. Anybody read nothing? Let me get the red. Let me get the orange. Let me get that grape.
How much I owe you? 25 cents.
There it is, dog. I'm out. Can I get a bag? Shit, I ain't carrying these in my pocket.
I mean, but you gonna be done.
I was the hot soda king, bro. I give me a hot soda and some Wise hot cheese pop.
Hold on, a hot soda. What's a hot soda?
Soda that's hot. Hold on. That ain't cold.
Why are they selling hot sodas?
They cheaper. Really? And they're right in the front.
Yeah.
I love the hot soda. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like I said. Brandy.
No, I go back. Yeah, me. I go back, but nah, I love the hood.
You drive through there fast. That's what you do.
I gotta see my baby mama.
If you were not outraged when Penny Candy went up and they started adding tax, and you used to be able to go down there with a dollar and get 100 pieces of candy, but then you had to drop down to 90. Yeah, you ain't hood, dog. You had to drop down to 90 pieces of candy. You was pissed.
He's like, I hung with guys from the hood, but not me.
I heard gunshots a few times, but that ain't me. Whatever. Nah, that's.
Did y'all ever? Did he tell y'all his weed story about him about to sell weed that day?
Can I tell it? You want to tell it?
I think he covered that on the podcast.
Oh yeah, you did talk about. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
I told that story. I told the stabbing story. I told that when I stabbed somebody story. See, I think because I've been stabbed and I've been to jail and I stabbed somebody. I think I'm hood for that reason.
But you went to jail for some white people.
Kind of, sort of. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. But you know.
It's a damn mess. Tracy, we're going to get into some sports real quick. You cool with that? You down with the sports talk for a second?
Y'all going to talk about Tim Tebow?
A little bit. We got to talk about Lil Tebow, Lil Peyton Manning, yeah. Lil NFL.
Hold up. Do you like sports, Tracy, man?
I like football.
That's good.
I'm from the South, so, you know, I like football.
Well, where you from?
Hey, B, I don't appreciate you asking my women questions, dog.
Where you from?
I'm from Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
Mississippi. You got to say Mississippi. Don't say Mississippi. It's Mississippi.
You know, I want to clear for you guys, but yeah, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi.
Did you go to school in Mississippi?
Yep, I went to Southern Miss.
Did you go to like high school and stuff like that? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm apologizing to her because, wow. Because if it wasn't for Mississippi, Georgia would be the worst state. For education.
Yeah. Mississippi is really bad.
If it wasn't Mississippi.
Luckily, I got some schooling in Chicago first, and I moved to Mississippi when I was 13.
You're not from Mississippi.
So we've got two people on here that are probably happy/sad about the Tebow situation. First of all, before the Tebow situation, we got to talk about Peyton Manning, who signed with the Denver Broncos for, what was it, $96 million for 5 years?
Yes.
What do y'all think about that? First of all, what do y'all think about the choice of Denver? And then what do y'all think about that contract? Let's start off with Dub, who's, you know, back on the show, long time coming, bro.
Oh man, I was shocked that it was Denver. First of all, like I was sure it was gonna be either San Francisco or Tennessee. I just don't think that Denver really has enough of a team around him to, you know, for him to be as successful as he can possibly be his first year back. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that his offensive line is really that tough, and if he takes that one good hit, you know what I'm saying, with that type of injury that he's coming back from, it could be we could be talking about retirement by this time next year, you feel me? So, but the $96 million, that's crazy. I don't know how much of it is guaranteed, but I want to give him that much money.
He's guaranteed $18 million this year, and then each year after that, he has to pass a physical to get guaranteed, I think, the same amount. They match it.
Well, you know what, $18 million, I guess $18 million is not bad considering that he was going to get $28 million if he would have stayed with the Colts, but
right.
I probably would have tried to give him a guarantee of $10 million with a lot of incentives, you know what I'm saying, just to kind of protect yourself. And then I think they would have still had enough salary, like enough money in the salary cap to go out and put a good offensive line there for him, so that risk isn't as high. But I think right now they kind of shot themselves in the foot just off of the fact that they're not really going to be able to build up a quality team this year anyway, in my opinion. I mean, maybe they'll shock me, but this year I don't think they're going to be able to build a quality team so that they really, I think, playoffs, one and done, that's all they have, even with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I mean, they beat the Steelers at home last season with Tebow.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much building they got to do from that when you add a quarterback that can actually pass.
King we'll John? See. I just don't think. Go ahead, Jerome.
I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Well,
I mean, as far as Peyton going there, I was shocked. I was thinking he was going to pick a dome team somewhere like Arizona. I really thought he was coming down here like me or something like that because, you know, but him going to Denver, man, it could be a good look. The AFC West is weak. So, you know, basically, if they can win, if you can put up with Phillip Rivers and his inconsistencies and garbage-ass Matt Flynn that's in Seattle, you know what I mean? You know, I feel like they can win the division again with Peyton Manning. If they can win it with Tebow, they can definitely win with Peyton Manning. And I saw a little meme online, whatever you call them things. It was like Tim Tebow prayed for the Denver Broncos to be better next year. And they was like, your prayer of answer, here's Peyton Manning. You know, I saw that was pretty cute.
Oh,
yeah, it was pretty cute, man. But, you know, So, you know, hey, like I said, but hopefully Denver, since they did my boy dirty, you know, I mean, you know, you can't pass up on Peyton Manning. I understand that. But, you know, you don't just cut, you know, you get rid of Tim Tebow because you got him. And, you know, God don't like ugly. And I'm not saying something bad might happen, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, they should have put him at running back.
Yeah. Why running back? Let him be a backup and let him learn from one of the best.
Man, you know what I'm saying? He's not a quarterback. He's not a quarterback. That's been my argument about Tim Tebow this whole time. He's a good football player. He's athletic. He's like, imagine Blake Griffin with no basketball IQ. That's what he is to football.
Listen, the man played quarterback for 4 seasons in college. The man is one of the greatest college players to ever play the game. Top 3 in my eyes behind Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson. So you can either say any one of those 3 college players of all time, and I will not argue with you, but Tim Tebow is one of the best ever do it. And then as far as, I'm saying that. Listen, he played quarterback. He can play quarterback in the NFL. He just needs time. He's not going to go in there and play like like Cam Newton. Cam Newton got lucky in that situation. Second year Cam Newton, Cam also threw like, 20 interceptions last year? You know what I'm saying?
How many years has Tebow been in the NFL?
2.
Okay. Carry on.
I'm going to say this.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Well, you said second year Cam Newton. We'll see. Yeah. He got lucky his first year. He got lucky in college. Tebow had a first year where he won 2 games and then lost. And then he came out. In this year, got hot, and then he lost the last 4 out of 5.
But it doesn't. Okay,
you can't throw shade at Cam Newton for a second year when Tebow had the second year that didn't matter either. That's all I'm saying.
This is really Tebow's first year. What?
Exactly. That's what I thought you was going to say. I was waiting to say some bullshit like that. It was just not his first year.
You can look at people's worth just by what they got from the trade. They got a 4th rounder and a 6th rounder. No team has the expectation of him coming to their team and becoming a starter.
You telling me when the Patriots gave Randy Moss, got Randy Moss for like a 6 and a 7? I mean, what are you saying? It's just like, you know, that's the nature of the business. You know, but like I said, I'm on Tim Tebow's side. Everybody has always said he wasn't going to do something, and he's proved them wrong. So, I mean, I'm going, you know, my money's on the guy that says I always prove y'all wrong. Always.
He proved them wrong because the team changed their whole concept. He's not going to go to a team that runs the traditional NFL offense and be successful.
Okay, that's the same thing Carolina did with Cam Newton, since I'm going to bring Cam Newton back in the deal. They gave him stuff that he's used to seeing. Carolina started running the spread, just like what Denver was doing. If you look at it, why not? You don't sit there. But you got Kobe Bryant.
Throw the ball. Cam Newton can throw the ball.
Tim Tebow can throw the ball. What do you mean?
I'm sorry, Jeremy.
He can throw.
The nigga had the worst passer rating in the league last season.
Okay, that's fine. Passer rating is okay. That's a stat. Fine.
You have to throw the ball to get that stat. And if you can't throw the ball, your stat is low. That's pretty much it.
They like win the game. And you know, 50% of the time they won the game, though.
50% ain't shit. 8-8. They went 7-9, didn't they? Did they go 8-8?
He only lost what? He only lost 5 games.
And you have to play. They were 5.
They was 1-4 when he took over. 1-4.
Right. And he ripped off like 7 wins in a row. And then those last 5 games, he lost 4.
Okay, but that's fine. He still had a winning record, right?
So what matters to you?
Wins.
Is it just the W? That's it?
Wins. That's all that matters in the pros.
And that's fine, But you can't say that he's a good quarterback.
He'll get a whole bunch of wins behind Sanchez.
I didn't say he's a good quarterback. I said he can be a good quarterback. Give him time. I mean, he's not – is he like – he's going to come in there and play like first year just busting ass? No, he's not one of those. He's more like take time with him. Let him learn. He'll be a quarterback.
I don't need to take time with one of the best college players ever.
You're not paying him. Look, but you're not paying him. That's the thing. It's too late.
Jerry got more excuses than the mother.
No, I'm just saying. Hey, BZ can punch them keys a little more.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, man. Since we're talking about...
If Tim Tebow's a good quarterback, Dwight Howard's a good free throw shooter. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. I'm not going to go...
And you know... Anyway. I normally would defend you, but not on this Tebow thing.
And I'm not even saying that Tebow is a bad player. I'm just saying when you call it down the middle by what a quarterback is, it's not Tebow. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But it's the people that say that he's a good quarterback, you just got to wait. I don't get. He's been in the league already for 2 years.
Aaron Rodgers sat the bench for, 4 seasons?
And when he came in, he produced.
four seasons. That's what I'm saying. Bruh,
he had four seasons because he had to wait.
But he could throw the ball even when he was behind Brett Favre. Nobody ever questioned his arm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody said he had an arm on him, but he was behind Brett Favre.
Like I said, mechanics.
That's not what they're saying about Peyton Manning.
Can you teach mechanics?
I mean, not Peyton Manning, Tim Duck.
Can you teach mechanics?
You can teach mechanics, but at this level, should you have to, though? He's in the pros. Nobody should have to go out there and teach you the fundamentals at this point.
Man, they do that for all quarterbacks. They did it for Vince Young. They do it for all quarterbacks. That's what they do, man. Come on now, man. Y'all, yeah, listen, man. Get a man time.
They help improve him, but he needs to completely remake. It's like not a facial. It's like some kind of cosmetic surgery to give you a whole new face. That's what he needs. He doesn't need little touch-ups.
Fucking Tiger Woods was the greatest fucking golfer on earth. He had to redo his swing. So what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a different sport. Every golfer has to redo his swing.
And he was winning when he went and changed his swing.
Yeah, but
that's improvement. This nigga's just not doing it. I don't know how you can't see that his stats show you that he's not a good pocket passing quarterback. He's not a passing quarterback.
His stats tell me he's got a winning record as a quarterback. His stats tell me
he's got a winning record as an NFL player. As a quarterback, his stats are horrible.
And I don't know. Broncos had a winning record in spite of Tebow, not because of him.
Oh, okay. He had nothing to do with it now. Please say it was the defense, because it's that same defense that gave up 40 points week in and week out of the season. You know, I was on record saying Tebow should play linebacker, and maybe they'd be better on defense, because that defense was showing up sucking. The same defense, it's good, but
yeah, I won't go as far as say that they won in spite of Tebow. I just think that you just gotta understand that the cat is not, when you talk about quarterbacks and the ability to pass the ball and read the defense, that nigga's not there.
Okay. I mean, like I said, he needs time. All that stuff, time. But speaking of Tebow, he is now a New York Jet. Is it official?
It's official.
It's official.
It's official according to my source. It's official.
Yeah, Beasley, how do you feel about that?
They got to pay $5 million to the Broncos. How do you feel about chunking up that $5 million there, Easy?
In the last time we talked about this, I was talking about how I had just kind of paused, fell out of love with Mark Sanchez as our quarterback. You know, we done went through Mark Sanchez, we done went through 1 year Brett Favre, we done went through baby arm Chad Pennington. So finally, I think that, you know, we're not going to use him. You know what I'm saying? We just gave Mark Sanchez that money. To me, it seems funny because it's like they're throwing Mark Sanchez to the wolves. I say that because if he fucks up, what do you think a New York crowd's going to say? What do you think?
I don't think we have to wait for him to fuck up. I think from first game.
And then you have Coach Ryan out there. You know what I'm saying? And he talking shit. You got the most humble player in the fucking league. And soon as Sanchez fucks up, the New York crowd's going to eat him alive. The same way they did homeboy and Denver Broncos. So this whole move, I like it, and I'm happy that he's there. But I don't see – it's like they shit it on Sanchez. You know what I'm saying? It's like I thought them giving him the money was saying, you know what, we don't want Peyton Manning. We want you for 5 years. But guess not. Guess not, because this is kind of shitting on him. Because he always got there somebody in it, you know, waiting in the wing to take his damn spot. And like Jeremy says, I mean – I'm not a big Tebow fan. I'm a fan now because he's a Jet. But like you said, everywhere Tebow went, he took somebody's position. And this is going to be the same thing happen here. Because even if it's bad, I mean, even if he's bad, he's going to get the shot this year. Unless Sanchez just, you know. But Sanchez, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so I'm kind of mixed about it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm thinking my prediction is Tebow will be starting by week. I'll give him week 8. He'll be starting in New York. He'll be starting quarterback.
You think Sanchez is going to get hurt that
time? I don't think he'll be hurt. I think he'll pay bad enough that Tebow will get the start.
That's the only way I see Tebow starting is if Sanchez goes down. That's it.
Sanchez damn near lost his job last season without a viable backup.
But he's still that much better than Tim Tebow.
But if you lose your job to no backup.
He was a fourth stringer. Think about this. In Denver, he was a fourth stringer. Did you guys know there was a fourth stringer?
They told Mark Brunell that Mark Brunell's like 47. and they were going to put him in as a starter. They told Sanchez, like, look, but you about to get benched, bruh. We're going to put old-ass Mark Sanchez. They called Mark Sanchez out from a retirement home to come play. That's how old he is.
And man. That's what I'm saying. Just put it in perspective. He almost lost his job to no viable backup. And now they have a backup quarterback who just won 7 games last year and took his team to the playoffs and won the first game of the playoffs.
Yeah.
But the difference is I don't think the Jets are willing to completely change their offense to try to make
– They don't have to change the offense. They don't do nothing but run the ball. That's all they do.
The Broncos had to completely change their offense.
I'm sorry. Before the season started, did they get rid of their best receiver, Brandon Lloyd? Gone. You know, they didn't have anybody. Their best receiver was that guy from Georgia Tech. What's his name? Number 87, whatever his name.
He could have got the ball, though. That's my
Thomas.
He couldn't have got the ball.
Demaryius Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the guy you went and traded me. But anyway, that's no story.
But Tebow's a nice guy. I met him. I mean, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he changed your life, man. Changed your life, Doug. Be honest, man. You started writing better after you met Tebow. Is Tracy Mae still here? Oh, she gone.
Tracy?
No, I'm Hello? Here. Oh, I was just on.
Hey, what you doing?
Hey. No. Ask her what you doing, Doug. Ask her what you doing, Doug.
These niggas.
No, ask her what you doing. She's messaging somebody this whole time.
I don't know quite what.
Oh, God, I love it.
I mean, Dub, you ain't pick up on that real quiet over there, man.
You're real quiet. Both these niggas typing.
Yeah, I was like, hold on. You ain't punching buttons like yet? Hey,
Doug, no, that was easy trying to be all loud with his typing on purpose.
Oh, you admit it? Oh, snap. Oh, don't let the dog have Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay.
Take your wife to Chuck E. Cheese.
God damn. The bus is a real regular on this episode. This episode is brought to you by Graham.
That bus is never late. And I've also been searching for his, for your wife's Twitter, too. I think I found it, too.
Uh-oh.
It'd be easy. Graham.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
Mike Austin. Anyway,
yeah. So speaking of the NFL, I guess we'll move it along. Jesus Christ, we had the trade frenzy and free agency. We missed all that because we didn't get the forecast done last week. We had a lot of moves. You know, my Rams traded the one draft pick, the number two draft pick, the first rounder that they needed to the Redskins for their entire life. This is pretty much Shanahan. If he fucks this up, he's done. They got, what did they get? They traded the first round pick, the number two pick, for the number six, number two, I want to say a number three, and then two more first rounders. Or was it just a one and two?
I thought they got number four in there, too.
Yeah, you know, after the third round.
I got about like 20 picks to fuck up.
Yeah, it was a weird one. So we got that trade done, and I heard the rumors that the Colts may even pick up the boy from Baylor. They may pick RG3 instead of Luck. Y'all hear about that shit?
Worst decision ever.
They're getting Luck.
So you would pick Luck over RG3?
Yeah.
Both of y'all would? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Without a question. First of all, I would not pick no dude that got braids in his head like that. I'd be like, son. I'm like, son, I say, no homo, you better get your hair cut. I'm like, hey, Tracy Mae, go Google RG3 and hit images and tell me what you see.
Okay, RG3.
Yes, and then hit images.
I would expect that comment. This nigga just talked about his hair before.
Man, dude, man, that's ridiculous. He got to let that go, bro. That's ridiculous, man. I'm sorry, man.
But I just think Andrew Luck is more of your prototypical gunslinging quarterback, and they win Super Bowls. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow, they're like, actually like Coolio braids. I thought they were like going to be like cornrows, but they're like Coolio braids, like hanging down.
Yes, looked like a Bama. He looked like a Redskin quarterback. That's why he needs to go to Washington. He'll fit right well in Washington, D.C., looking like that, man. Just to say, shout out to all my D.C. folks.
The DMV.
I don't know. I don't think it's that cut and dry. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I think Luck is the typical quarterback. I think RG3 just has that other shit that...
What does he have?
Well, speed would be one of them.
He has the Mike Vick entertainment value. You're going to love watching him. But Mike Vick has zero Super Bowls. Super Bowl wins. Zero. Has he been to a Super Bowl?
You know how many quarterbacks don't have a Super Bowl win? It's great.
I'm not taking anything away from either one of them, but I'm saying Andrew Luck is more of a Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers type of quarterback, and they win Super Bowls.
He's deceptively fast, too. Deceptively quick.
I think Luck ran like a 4.6 or a 4.5.
Yeah, that's good. Cam Newton ran a 4.5.
I don't know how many ladies you guys have that listen to the Frocast, but just to make it clear for all the ladies, Andrew Luck is definitely cuter than RG3.
Just putting that out
there.
Tracy May says that Luck should be the first pick. It's basically what she said.
Yes. Yes. And he has a dimple.
Wow.
I just Googled.
Wow.
Hey, I got dimples.
Hey, Dub, give it up, man. Give it up, Dub. It's over.
I got a dimple, too.
Oh, for real?
I got some dimples, but that's a different story.
Shut up, Tracy. You're stupid.
Hey, one more time? One more time? His wife also has dimples. And that's the last one. I'm done.
Oh, you really went now? Okay.
How you know about his wife?
I think I found a picture of on Facebook.
Me and you might be trapping a whole nother. Anyway, yeah. I cannot turn around the head there now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at that picture of his wife now. She's very attractive.
Does say it's an Air Force base not too far from where you at. I just want you to know that.
I get there. Hey, bro.
Like the second episode, the 34th episode off Roswell Road, 8362.
Nah, I was stationed in Augusta for a minute. I know about Atlanta, dog. I can find it.
Across the street from Kroger. Gay code. Gay coded. Gay code is pound 223.
This is not real life. If this was real life, I would be so bougie. Like I was telling the guys on Twitter, like if this was happening in real life, this would be awesome.
This is real life. What are you talking about?
This is real life.
I know somebody is, man.
I don't know, man.
I know at least one of the participants serious. I ain't gonna say which one, but I know one of them serious.
I know in her real life, when her ass came to Atlanta, I thought she'd at least say, "Hey, man, hey, what's up? I'm in Atlanta." No, she said nothing.
I was there for Fro Fashion Week.
But you know.
Yeah, you affiliate with a site called Nappy Afro. You was at Fro Fashion Week. And
but y'all don't talk about hair.
So what? You could at least wear one of our t-shirts and make them think we talk about hair.
You have all Chris,
man, you're going to have to be our spokesmodel. You're going to have to be our spokesperson for the Nappy Afro thing, man.
Okay, I do have a very large afro.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I'm the only one that has an afro.
That'd be incorrect, ma'am.
You have afro now again?
Sir. I can grow one. Though. You know what I'm saying? I can grow one if you know that's what you like. As
long as you don't braid it up like this guy, RG3.
I call him Andre 3.
That 3.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little wild. It was a lot of NFL trades and shit going on. Who do you want your team to pick in the draft? Let's go with B-Eazy before he fuck around and start typing a book again. Who are you focused on for the draft this year?
I'm be real with you, man. The way me and the Jets are going right now, I'm feeling real bad. You know, a few years ago, I was a real Notre Dame fan. Me and Jeremy Saha just left them motherfuckers to the side.
Yeah, man. How you gonna like Notre Dame and then all of a sudden you just stop?
I like, ever since I seen Rudy, I was pulling for him. Anyway,
No. We don't care about your draft choice right now. We want to know about why you stopped liking Notre Dame. That's what
people. It has to do with a black coach.
Y'all didn't have black coach before this black coach.
Can I get through my picks with?
And you know how many forecasts we're gonna do between now and the NFL draft? So we ain't getting our Mel Kiper right. That's all right. It ain't that serious. Why you stop liking?
Can we talk about something else, please? This is a sensitive subject. No. Listen.
I forgot you a Dove soap. My bad.
Good God. It's like, okay, anyway, no. The thing about it is, though, is that I would prefer the two quarterbacks we just Luck and RG3. I would have actually thought we was going to trade Sanchez. I'm sorry. I didn't think it would happen. I would have traded Sanchez for a higher pick, but I don't think Sanchez is worth anybody. It worth anything to anybody besides New York. So that would be my dream thing.
You wouldn't have got a top 10 pick for Sanchez.
So I'll prefer to got a quarterback. Because I honestly, Tebow is here now, so I love him. You know, I give him love because he's a Jet. But I wouldn't pick him any damn way. I would have rather had a real quarterback back there because we ain't had one in fucking since Favre played for us, and he was like a half of a Favre then. So it's been a while since we had just a good quarterback.
Shout out to Southern Mississippi Zone, Brett Favre.
Do everybody go to Mississippi University take dick pics? Is that the thing they do down there or something?
What?
Oh, I forgot about that. I actually saw that one. Wait, did you see that picture?
He's not going to mention it.
So, like, when dick pics come out, do you guys look at them?
What the fuck are we talking about right now? What the hell just happened?
Let me make it so that it fits the topic. When NFL players post a peen pic, do you guys look at them to see if you want them in your draft? Boom.
Oh, my God.
All up in your drafty areas.
I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, and I think we're good. I'm not even, you know, stressing about the draft.
No, he's skipping over the question.
No, I'm changing the subject.
Oh, okay. All right. I was about to get really trouble.
When he said Green Bay Packer, I was like,
yeah, I got really trouble. I was like, what the fuck? Where is this going?
Hold on. I'm asking Tracy. Do women like to really see dick pics that much?
No, not from regular.
Good answer.
No, that's like, I don't know why guys do that. But like, if there's like a celebrity one, I'll look at that.
Tracy, don't click on the image I just sent you. Just delete that. Okay? Don't worry about that one, okay? The one after that you need one.
And we've come to the point in the show every week where Be Easy says something completely inappropriate with other men on the call. Nigga.
Yeah. You know, I didn't even listen. I stopped listening to that Frocast where you start talking about the porn and your troubles that you have. After I heard that, I just turned it off.
I never even went back to it.
That was a highly downloaded Frocast. That was a highly downloaded Frocast. Listen. I have no secrets. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. I talked about. Hold on. What? I didn't say anything about porn, did I?
You talked about ultimate surrender.
That was the lead
on every show.
Fuck it, then. I guess I did then. But if we want to talk about porn, we talk about porn now. You want to talk about porn? We can get into it. We can get into gristle.
We're still talking about sports.
Gristle. I found a few things.
Get back to your point, Doug. You were talking about the Packers in the draft.
Oh, real talk. I was just trying to check. I have no point.
Y'all need defense. I'm gonna sum it up.
Yeah, we need defense. So we might go after. We might try and make a trade and a running game. Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow will be a linebacker.
Good reply.
Nah, I ain't too worried though. We gonna be solid. We gonna be straight. We'll probably win it all next year.
Oh really? All right.
Yeah, I'm saying it right now. We ain't worried about paying Manning. We sure ain't worried about Tim Tebow. We're good.
Well, I'm telling you, we should be worried about.
I need a team.
Oh, you're a Packers fan now.
Oh, okay.
About
Yeah, me and you.
So what about the Mississippi watermelons?
We don't.
I know Mississippi needs a team. Football is big.
In Mississippi watermelons.
They got two.
So is racism and lynching.
I know, and that's still going on. So why don't we have a football team?
Because y'all would kill the players.
They can't
every
afford
week.
It. They can't.
I like black people if they play football.
No disrespect, no disrespect. But what is there to do in Mississippi besides go to the showboat to gamble? I mean, let's be honest.
Go to the boat, you eat, you screw.
Make babies.
Well, why you have to throw that in there, man?
Because that's what people do. Like, people had kids when I moved down there in the eighth grade. People already had children. So that's what they do. They go to the movies, you eat, you go out to eat. You go to, like, the little club. You go to the mall. And you go to the boat. That's it.
How far is Jackson from Tupelo?
That's
pretty far.
Yeah, Jackson's like South Mississippi.
Okay.
It's like more central.
Yeah.
And Tupelo was like almost in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, it's right on the line.
It's so it's probably like 3 hours.
I went to Jackson one time. So, yeah.
I've been to Oxford, Mississippi. I've been to Oxford. I've been to Tupelo. Yeah, I've been out through Mississippi. Mississippi.
Do they call it the SIP still? They still call it the SIP? Do people really call it that?
The Gump? Yeah.
Okay. No, I ain't never liked Mississippi. I ain't lie to you, man. No disrespect.
people are nice looking in Mississippi, though. That's one thing I can.
Of course you're going to say that.
I have to say, I've never been a fan of the white girls. Never. But when I went to Oxford, Mississippi... I seen some of the finest pieces of prime white ass I've ever seen. In
People are attractive. I will give Mississippi that. People are attractive.
Yeah. And hey, remember Curtis from Sam's Club? Yeah. Easy. The way he talked about that girl that worked in the pharmacy. I was about to say her name, but, you know, they fans of our Facebook page, so I ain't going to say that. But, yeah, that girl, yeah, the way
that's
he said.
Yeah, that's what you want right there. That's what you want right there.
That's what you want. That's hey. He sounded so coonish, boy. I just like, he's still one of the black men that sees the white women as the forbidden fruit. And if you pick a piece of that fruit, you got something. Yeah, so, you know.
Here we go. Let's get to the questions portion of the Frocast. Dub, you're actually on this Frocast, so you want to read your own questions that you asked from the forums?
Oh, believe that. Let me put my glasses on real now. All right, yeah. What, in your opinion, is the difference, if any, between an MC and a rapper?
Let's start with the lady. Let's let the lady who has a mixtape on. Answer that one first.
I have no idea. Well, you know what? I feel like just in terms of the words themselves, like I feel like a rapper could be just like talking about anything, like Waka Flocka. They're not really making sense. Whereas an MC sounds more conscious to me, like maybe his message or her message is a little bit more... you know, put together, and it's not just like bow, bow, bow. Just, you know, I don't know.
I got you. Seems pretty straightforward. It's one of those questions that's been asked so many times in so many different ways, and everybody has their own answer. I think what it boils down to is basically what she just said. When people think of MC, they think of somebody who's actually saying something. When they think of rapper, they think of entertainment. Even though,
so let me ask you a question. Which one is more entertaining, an MC or a rapper?
I'm not even sure how you spell MC.
I think if...
No, I'm saying...
if it's MC.
But I spelled MC, though. I just spelled the word MC. Move the crowd.
But it's but I thought it was short for
exactly.
Mic control.
So I, you know, also too, and I'm sorry to cut you off, Saul. Also too, if it's about controlling a crowd, Waka Flocka is better than Tyler Kwali at that. Am I right? Am I wrong? Rick Ross is better. Is better than most of them may have. But you know what I'm saying? Like it's a lot of quote unquote rappers who are better at controlling crowds than quote unquote MCs.
But look at the different crowds they are coming out to. I mean, you wouldn't get the Waka Flocka crowd at a Mos Def show. Yeah.
I wouldn't go to a Mos Def show, even though I like some of his music. I go see Waka though.
I mean,
I went to a Mos Def show. Best night of my life, bro. Best nap of my life.
Best nap of his life. Hold on.
Yeah.
Also, too, Jeremy, if you go to a Waka Flocka show, somebody's going to get shot, too. So the after. Hell yeah.
I love that shit. I love the thrill of running from hearing gunshots. That shit, like, you know what I'm saying, man? That's like a high that you don't get because it's like fear. I mean, like, man, let me tell you, the worst fear I've ever been in my life, it was in 1997. We was at the International Ballroom in Woody, and it was at that Master P concert, and it was like about three groups came out, and it was like Mystical was on his way out, and all of a sudden the crowd just got so rowdy. I mean, it was like maybe 2,000 people just fell on the ground, and it was just like piles of people just like screaming, and it just
and he's laughing about it too.
Right.
This was the time of his life.
I mean, and it was the cops was in there pepper spraying, people was going crazy, it was mayhem. Then they came out and said P ain't coming out on stage, and y'all got too crazy out here. And next thing you know, people are like, oh, we gonna tear this motherfucker place up. They jump on stage, they start kicking the speakers, throwing speakers. That's when the police came with the spray. It was mayhem, but it was just like that fear. It was so exhilarating. I see how white people feel when they jump out of planes and shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit, like, I don't know, it's like a rush. And I mean, I'm telling you, man. And
probably get an apartment in Sanford.
He's getting excited right now.
You like that rush?
Yes, it's like a rush, man. You know, but the greatest concert I ever went to was Puff Daddy. I mean, I've never been that, you know, excited at a show. You know, Puffy out there doing his little thing. He jigging. He got fireworks going off. He dancing across the stage. I was fully entertained. I was like, that was the best show I've ever been to. And I've seen a lot of rappers in concert, but Puff Daddy, best show ever. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about MC. So what do you think about MC and the rapper? Do you think a difference?
He already said his answer, man. Goddamn. You ain't paying attention.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Well, you were talking about the Master P thing. I got kind of crunk about it, and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you should have been there, man. It was crazy.
The last question you asked me was, which do I think is more entertaining, a rapper or MC? If it's a really good MC, he has a chance to be more entertaining, but it's on a different level. Like, I think, like you were saying, Waka can move the crowd better than Talib. I think that's because of Waka beats. It's not because of what he says. You could put on a Waka track, and that nigga could never come out, and the crowd is going to be dancing.
That's true.
But if you put on a Talib record somewhere, people are going to be thinking about this shit today. They're going to be thinking about it tomorrow. They're going to be thinking about the lyrics the day after that. It's a different movement that we're talking about. So I think that they reach you on different levels. I think a rapper is going to meet you more on the beats and entertain you right then. An MC is going to give you something to think about later. And I think that's the movement of an MC, is the later. It's not just right now. It's the later shit.
Man, you just saying Talib Kweli's name made me sleepy, bro. My bad, man.
I know. I heard somebody yawning.
Yeah, I was just like, God, what happened, man? We were just live a second ago. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tracy.
Wait,
but based on that, like, what would somebody like Kanye be? He would be an MC?
He'd be both.
He's a rapper.
He's an MC. He doesn't need a lot of work to be an MC.
Come on, man. Even my superficial raps are superficial.
That was hard.
Stop it.
I think an MC is able to ride both lines. I think a rapper can never be considered a real MC.
I don't know.
I think you will never hear Waka Flocka be considered an MC.
Rick Ross is the MC now. Man, he done killed MCs on songs before. Is Lil Wayne an MC?
No.
Lil Wayne is the MC.
No.
Oh.
Fuck out of here, all right? Wait, man. Come on. He made my own, man.
Hey, so why is it that we seem to give the title of MC?
Right. Listen to Phone Home, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he has good songs, but that nigga's not an MC.
What you mean? Listen to
Phone Home. Why do we classify MCs as artists who are kind of boring and rappers who are artists who are energetic? So are you telling me that you can't give a Talib Kweli, if you give Talib Kweli energy, he's a rapper, even if he has the same message, but he can actually have the crowd. He can make a dance record now.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I think even if
Talib wants to make MC at that point?
No, I think, like I said, I think that somebody who is an MC, who owns being an MC, can rap and can be a rapper and be able to go back and forth. But I think somebody who's a rapper can never be an MC on a consistent basis.
But you know, it's an extreme to both of those. Because we had music into the damn site where people are so much into their MC mode where the shit is boring as fuck. And we got people who are so much in the opposite mode, like, man, I don't even want to rap, dog. I'm just doing it for the money. And that's, you know what I'm saying? So it's I think you can tread on both lines. I think so. Because I honestly do think Rick Ross is an MC at this point now, because he done been on song with MCs and held his own. Like, when he was on song with Jay-Z, he didn't sound like shitty. You know what I'm saying? We was on song with Nas. He's been on two songs with Nas.
No, he didn't kill Jay. I knew you was about to say that, John. Nah,
we are,
yeah, I mean, but
real, man. Come on, man, let's be real. Jay-Z been getting carried in rap for a long time now.
The same way I bring up Jay-Z, I don't want to defend him. And you always shit on Jay-Z. You bring up Jay-Z shit on him. I don't want to defend him this episode. I'm trying not to do that.
No, when I state a natural fact, y'all niggas try to attack me for saying.
No, because you know, like, listen, when Jay-Z stole your girlfriend, when he came there, you seen this show. You hate him ever since.
Yes, it's true. I was messing with Beyonce back. You know, he stole Beyonce from me.
No, so I'm being serious, though. Jay. No, let's be real, though.
But let's move real. On.
These niggas need to know the truth, though.
You can get that girl for a box of Popeyes. And no, seriously. It don't matter, man. If you got
the chicken. Listen, these niggas need to know the truth, man. On the real. These niggas need to know the truth. Tell me the reason why you don't like Jay-Z that you told me.
Because Jay went fake on
he's not going to say it, y'all, but it's the whole reason why he hates. Because think about it. If you go back to all these forecasts, he brings up Jay-Z to down him each time. It's the reason why he does that. Listen, read between the lines, man. I'm telling you. I'm just saying.
Next question, Saul, right? We got a question from Peabody. Let's answer a question.
Dub still had like three questions, though.
Nah, we're not going to answer Dub. It's on the forecast. We need to ask all his questions, man. Let's ask him, man.
Oh, you're just undo me like that?
Just skip it, dog. Right. God damn.
Okay, go with
you. I mean, one question we already talked about, the Peyton Manning question. We already talked about that.
Yeah, so I'm going to skip that. All right, my next question is, at this point, what is the real difference between mixtapes and albums? If you look at 2011, mixtapes like Section 80 and Return of Forever were two of the best pieces of work that were released. Honestly, those mixtapes were better than most of the albums, like Watch the Throne. Sorry, B, but you know,
First of all, Session 80 is officially an album. He said it's officially an album.
All right, Return to Forever.
To me personally, and I'm gonna skip over the whole Watch the Throne line. To me personally, I honestly feel at this point in time, it is no different depending on the artist. I think me and Saul talking about it. Big Crit could have sold three albums by now. He could have been on his third album with nobody but Nah. And so it doesn't make a difference now at this point. It's just one for sale, one for not. One in promotion and one is not.
Germ?
Well, you know how I feel about this. All albums should be free anyway. So I'm just saying. I mean, you know, I think you should make your money touring. Your album should be a mixtape. I don't, you know, I'm all for rappers putting out mixtapes, performing them. Get your money on tour. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure all.
But what about you know, like Tracy May, or just new artists who just coming out and trying to establish themselves? It won't work for them.
Well, and that's another thing. No disrespect to Tracy May, none at all. Hey, I love you like a play cousin. But I think all rappers should have regular jobs. Rap something on the side. You know what I'm saying? You cannot have a career in rap. You know, you gotta have a career in something else and you just rap on the side. Entertain me. I'm not trying to, you know, like I said, once they made MTV Cribs, I said that's the end of money in music, because there's no reason for you to have a house. And you're like, oh, I've never been in this room before. I don't even know what's going on. And oh, I got a Lamborghini bed and I ain't never slept in. Oh, this pool I got. Oh, yeah, it got speakers under the water. So what? You know, so, you know. Yeah, that's how I feel. Sorry.
I think typically, you have those exceptions like Return of Forever, but I think typically, from what I see, difference.
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
That Crit y'all was bigging up? Nah. Go ahead.
What are you talking about? You talking about Forever Today? You don't like it?
Yeah. It's not better. It's not better than Crit was here.
I didn't say that.
Nah, it's not even Grease.
Okay, I didn't even say that, though.
The person know who I'm talking to. I ain't going to say no names, all right? I'm just saying.
I said what? I said what?
I said, I remember last broadcast we did, everybody was like, oh, phenomenal. This is great. Masterpiece. Blah, 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 blah. You know, because you was the only person that really had heard it.
Right.
And, you know, I gave it a couple spins. You know, I was just like, okay. And I was just like,
So let it be on record that he's bashing me, but he's the only nigga ever that any of us have ever heard that that shit wasn't hot. But I didn't say
he was wasn't hot.
It was good. It wasn't. As good as Crit was here, but I mean that's going to be his everything that he ever does after this point is going to be compared to Crit was here, just because it caught me off guard. I didn't even know who Big Crit was until I heard that. You know what I'm saying? That's just like that's a lot of artists who put out that first initial project. Like no matter what Drake does, everybody's going to look at So Far Gone. You know what I'm saying? It's just that is.
Okay. And you know. But that's all I had to say. Go ahead, sorry. I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, you did, nigga. You done did it twice now. Oh, I don't even know what I was answering before that.
You were saying.
Oh, yeah. What I was saying. Let's go to another question, man. This is from your boy Peabody. It says.
All your questions, Doug.
No, I mean, no, it's like. Cool. It's like 1,000 questions.
No, it's cool.
Not from Doug, but his period. You know, okay. Your boy Peabody, shout out to Peabody, man. It said, when it comes to girlfriend / wife, what is considered too freaky to the point you're just like, nah, babe, really? Or become turned off? Personally, me, the freakier, the better. Down for the cause. Woman is great. Spoken in context.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey, Peabody, I owe me, man. Yeah. Stupid. Go ahead.
But me, please, like stuff he posted, you know, in the forum where had the girl eating the graham cracker with the, you know, the man juice on it. That's what I'm looking for. Oh, you didn't see that? Oh, you didn't see that? You didn't see that?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
He's losing form. We just got around today.
Oh, God.
Yes. Wait, so, okay.
So somebody jizzed on a fucking cracker and ate it?
The girl,
graham cracker.
Yes, like this girl. They just showed like you know the graham cracker, and then the man juice.
Why y'all? Look, why y'all even watching? Like I just stopped.
I mean, sometimes
both stop because I didn't see this shit.
Hey, the fame gems he put up sometimes. It takes some of the work of me going through World Star. I ain't gonna lie, man. I used to hate on Peabody because he posts too much, but he gets all the good stuff from World Star. I don't even have to go to World Star. You know, so I just go to Nappy Afro Forums. We got all the worlds, the top four videos. Peabody put them
in the forum. Hey, man, let's focus though. Fuck that. What happened with this guy?
The dude nutted on the graham cracker. Matter of fact, she didn't hook him up. It came on and he was just nutting on the graham cracker, right? It skipped.
She was giving him a fashion or something, you know, whatever.
She was just hand job, you know.
She was just there.
That's all it was. She was there.
And then anyway, she ate, and he was just like, "Yo, hey, that ain't bad right there." I was like, "Man, you do not want your man doing no stuff like that." He was like, "What's wrong with that?" And I was just like, "Yo." Then after a while, he came back and said, "Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't want." Like, bro, I was just like, why would you want your man dude? Look, I mean, that's some old war bag shit right there, man. It's like, you know.
Hold on. We gotta ask Tracy May. What do you think about this? Is can you be too freaky with your girlfriend could you be too freaky with your man / husband, boyfriend?
I mean, would you prefer regular cracker over regular cracker?
Well, you know, you gotta have something to sweet. Just saying. However,
which one salty and which one
sweet? Hey, hey, stop. Hey, hey.
Oh,
hey,
the ground.
It depends on what
hey, the stop
drink.
Just went up.
I'm none of that. Pause.
But I think, okay, I think all of y'all are married, but like, as for me being single,
whoa, that's news to me. Hold up now. I like, okay.
Sorry,
what are you doing in your mouth? No, married? What the fuck are you doing?
Was that a lollipop?
Oh, weird.
So he eats some box over there.
I had some chicken. I'm good.
But it's like, I feel like as a girlfriend, there is like a freaky ceiling. As a wife, there is no freaky ceiling.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm serious.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's something that your husband wants, I feel like as a wife, you might as well go ahead and do it because y'all gonna be together forever. And if not, he probably gonna go somewhere else and try to get whatever somebody that will go to that freaky salon that you won't go to. But as a girlfriend, so I feel like
So your husband want to go out and buy the Lex Steel anatomical replica, and he wants you to put it on and ramrod him. What you gonna say? You down for the cause then?
No, not down.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about to say.
Some stuff is just sketchy. Like, you got, I don't know, you have to, like, judge what's sketchy and what's, like, that you're not okay with. But I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, normal freaky things, I don't know what even that means, but just, like.
Normal freaky things.
Just normal. Just being normal and freaky. Like, I feel like as a girl, there's a ceiling. There's a cap to that. But as a wife, I feel like, whatever, you know, okay.
Okay, I try to tell girls this, what they be going all out, be playing on, I call it going, playing on all Madden. That's what I call
beast
it.
Beast mode.
You know, like, yeah, girls that play on all Madden with their boyfriends, I'm like, you giving up all the good pussy to your boyfriend, you know, what you gonna give your husband? You didn't, you know, nobody want to marry
that. Are we looking for another BE story?
Oh, no. God.
Okay, all right. So what happened was, I was dating this girl one time, right?
Oh.
And she was a little older than me. When I was, this basically probably the only girl I was in love with, probably. So, you know, she was 10 years older than me. I'm 20. We're sitting there talking, whatever. And the thing I got from her is getting knowledge. Not the euphemism getting knowledge, but getting knowledge, like, telling me about women. And, so I'm asking her, like, everything she's done. And it got to the point of, you know, had a guy that pissed on you. And before I said it, before I heard the answer, I just started going off. I was like, that's the nastiest thing ever. She didn't say nothing. I'm still talking. She still ain't said nothing. And she was like, well, you know, I mean, yeah. A day passed by, and I'm like, we have a discussion. She was like, I'll let you piss on me. And I'm like, okay, let's go. So she go in the shower. And can I?
No.
I don't know. I don't know about y'all niggas, but I can't piss while I'm hard. So it never, I never get pissed.
Why the fuck? Every episode, he got to say some shit that we mother, I need to hear.
So that's my alma pissing on somebody story. So.
Wait.
I can't piss while I'm hard. So that's my thing. So. You know, and that's the story of this week.
Can you never say that sentence?
So yeah, that's the story. Shit. I was 20. I listen to Big say if a chick wants you to shit on her, piss on her, you go ahead and do it. So.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry. She been pissed on before me. She probably get pissed on afterwards. It was like she might get pissed on before me. Obviously.
I mean, but what's the pill or something like that?
At that age, I always felt like, you know, at that age, sexual and just trying to, anytime a girl would say something, you try to match it. So when she said it, I was like, well, this is a challenge to me. You know what I'm saying? I've never had the urge to piss on nobody. You know what I'm saying? But
that's not a challenge.
It was the internet age, so. I mean, girl, I mean, piss on her now. Do I got to pee right now? Do I have to go? If you can do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, so wait a minute. Y'all was messing around, and then she said,
we were talking about it again because I could never get around. I always brought it up again, and she was just like.
Because you want to do it.
No. Like it's certain things that does intrigue me. And in certain things that I would get the answer of why. Like, we had a discussion about me having, like, 8 or 9 books about pimping and whores in my little bookshelf. I don't want to be a pimp. I don't definitely want to be a whore, but I am just intrigued by that whole situation. So, there's certain things I'm intrigued by that, like, you know, whatever. But that was one of those things that I kept asking about. And she was like, you know what? I'll let you piss on me. And she said it in a roundabout way, but then it ramped up to the point where, like, well, shit, let's go in the shower. Let's see what's up. And I couldn't piss. So,
Wow. So y'all were just you.
So y'all were talking. Y'all were talking about why y'all.
No, we was in the bed afterwards. Because B's had way more stamina than he has right now. But we were talking about the bed afterwards, and yeah, it came up again, and she was like, "Hey, let's," you know, and it happened.
So what about it made y'all think about afterwards? I would have been thinking about going to sleep.
Because he kept bringing it up because he was so intrigued.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know. No, at that time, it wasn't the internet around. I didn't know about chicks getting pissed on, really. I had heard about it in songs, but I never had known about chicks getting pissed on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it came up. But, you know, hey, it is what it is, man. So, and I will tell you this, and I say this to say that because if I would have pissed on her and the fact that she wouldn't be pissed on her, everything kind of changed up after that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if a girl would wanted me to nut on a crack and she eats it, that's not the first time she had somebody nut on a crack and she eat it, in my mind. And I know it doesn't matter about the past, but that gets to that age that got to me. And they would get to me now.
Nah, it matters.
I mean,
it matters.
Ain't supposed to matter. I mean, it's going to be hard for anybody to find a version of. I'm saying it's not supposed to matter, but if a girl said, no, this crack, I'm going to eat it.
Nah,
I'm telling you. No, I'm saying it would matter to me. I'm saying it's not supposed to matter.
I feel like Saul is really quiet, like he has peed on somebody before.
She is. I'm baffled by this whole fucking turn of events. The cracker, the golden showers. I'm like, what the hell?
Let me say this, though. Oh, I thought you said you're down for it.
No, I will say this. I tell these stories, and these are 100% true stories, because I feel they would get ratings. You get what I'm saying? Listen, y'all. Listen to that forecast number 21. B had a story he almost pissed on a chick. You can't make that shit up. But I'm just saying. I do this for y'all.
It would have got more ratings if you would have followed through. Like,
yeah, I got another story, but we're not going to go in that one.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, please no.
Save something for the next episode. Shit.
I feel like you pee on somebody that you'll never pee again.
Exactly. Like, it went kind of rot. When I pissed on her, it kind of went. I mean, if I didn't piss on her.
Okay, time out. So would you do something like that if a Mrs. May, if a man requested you to do that, how would you feel in this situation?
Not because I don't deal with
your boyfriend. What about your husband? Whatever. He's like,
what about pissing on your foot? Is that okay? In the shower.
No, that was not okay. No.
Is it? Are you going to play it off like an accident? I don't know. I just feel like there's already so many bodily fluids, and then you're going to add.
What if we've been drinking water all day? That's all we've been drinking is water. We just been guzzling the Fiji. It's just, you know what I'm saying? This shit is
ridiculous. Hey, what's the next question?
Right.
I don't think it's anymore. We got to get the homie Clay Davis. And Clay Davis has some questions.
He has some sports questions.
No. I think the one about Chris is a good one to go out with.
Okay. Speaking of Mississippi.
Will rap stay the way it is, or will rappers like Big Crit get the shine they deserve? Now, I think he means rapper like Big Crit. I guess Big Sean is J. Cole's in that same category, correct? Yeah.
J. Cole.
But I guess rappers with more substance to their music, I'm guessing, right? I'm guessing that's what he meant. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to be the same as it was most of the time. If you dope, you get shine. It's, you know, there are a lot of rappers out there that get shine because the beat is hot. But I think that the rappers that are saying something, if you're dope, you'll get shine.
Mm-hmm. But why would it change? I mean, why would it change?
I think he means commercially. Like, if you look at J. Cole, he put out an album with no hit songs, no hit singles except for Workout. But that was like a slow fizzle. Feel me? And it went gold, and it went off of the strength of like the mixtape presence that he had. So, and J. Cole said it a while ago, and I agree with him. He opened a door, and he made a lane for rappers like Kendrick or for Big Crit. Because before that, like look at what Def Jam's been doing with Big Crit, because they know like they don't feel like he can make a single, and they're still sleeping on him. But now you see that J. Cole made that possible, so you can get a gold album. And maybe even in the future, a platinum album without really having that hit.
I think
it will kind of lean for a while to rappers like Big Crit, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and these rappers who are saying something that is more like human music, like everybody can relate to it, even if they haven't been through those experiences. But still, what sex sells, beats sell, and that's not.
I think in this day and time, I say it all the time. People have to love you. Like, you know, back in the day, you can be Jaquan or Lil Zane, and people can like the song. They have to buy your album now. Now they have to love you. They have to know your story. They have to really like the person. Because I think J. Cole had a good album, but they liked him a lot. You know what I'm saying? I think now people are saying, like, Big Crit is my favorite MC. Not I like Big Crit. Not I like Big Crit. That's the only thing I listened to for, like, for days. Not me. I'm saying this is what people got to say now. And I think Big Crit is getting that finally. Like, that's the one they championing. So I think also, too, you have to make some kind of connection with your fans to make it work anyway. Now, I do think that right now it is more commercial because now niggas just saying, you know, I just need to get this beat, get a lesser beat or get a techno beat or whatever, and that's it. So I do think that it may be shit, but it's never really going to change.
And on top of that, I feel like I say something like this every time I get on the forecast, but I really do feel like you have to be attractive. Like, I'm serious. Like, J. Cole, people like J. Cole, okay, yeah, his rhymes or whatever, but he's attractive. And Crit is attractive. Like, you have to, you can't be Craig Mack and be like, I got a mixtape that's dope. No. Nobody cares.
But then how do you explain Biggie?
He was just dope.
But that's before. That's before you had to be attractive. That was like back in the day. You don't have to be attractive. Craig Mack was out. You don't have to be attractive back then. Now, you have to be attractive.
Man, how he keep capping? He ain't rapped
in, I know, man. Years.
Why are we still talking about
it? I feel bad about him every day.
Because his face. His face is like, he can rap for years, but that face is like scarred. Mm-hmm. It's like on your brain.
It looks like you could be out of a comic book. I feel you.
You would be 80 years old and remember what Craig Mack
was like. I used to like Craig Mack a lot, too.
Pause. I never did.
He had one hot song. That song.
No, I like Jockin' My Style. I like Can I Get Down?
What was the one? Can I Get Down?
Oh, that's right.
I forgot. Can I get down?
I like Make a Move with Puff.
Anything on the radio was fine. Mm-hmm. And video form, no sirs.
I know. I feel like when he first did that first video, matter of fact, we did Flavin' Year remix. That was the end of his career. It was black and white, and it was like crystal clear. I was like, that's the end of his career. That's it. After this, you know what I'm saying? He should have never showed his face. He should have been Ghostface Killah, the real Ghostface Killah, covered his face up his whole career. He would have been still rapping to this day right now.
Yeah, that would have been.
So, fun. Germ, do you have any? You think it would change?
Nah, man, I
have
nothing to say.
So,
I ain't gonna speak.
So,
no disrespect to the homie Clay Davis. He's just, you know.
Damn. Okay, what's up?
Now, y'all said enough. Like, I don't think everybody should get an opinion on the question.
I'm sorry.
That's just how I feel.
Okay, what's up? You can wrap it on up, man. Oh, well, unless you want to get anybody get shout outs and stuff like that.
Oh, shout outs, man. I got a shout out, man. Got two shout outs actually. Let me pull up the Twitter page. Shout out to my nigga Dando the Pirate 93. He was a hello. Yeah. Is everybody there?
Yeah, we know, nigga. You talking?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It got quiet as hell, like a pin drop. You know, I wasn't. You know. Anyway, Dando the Pirate 93. Shout out. He mad we made a procast last week. You know, that made me feel like, you know, somebody really do care. So. This is your shout out, Dando. This is
cool. He did ask, you know, what's up, what's going on, and that kind of made me feel pretty good about the situation.
Shout out to Coco Puff Puff. Have you might say this? She had the livest picture on Twitter last week, but she changed.
Is that the light skin sister?
The one that was had the picture in front of Jesus. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Oh, and shout out to E Gets It Done. And that's it. That's all my Twitter shout outs. And everybody else who fuck with us on Twitter, hit us up at Nappy Afro. You know the digits.
Let me just shout out. Let me pull some out. Shout out to Nate P. Watson. He's been putting in work with us recently. Shout out to, hold on. What's the other guy?
Clay Davis, of course.
Hold on. See, now I can. Cornell. That's my nigga. Cornell. Shout out to Cornell.
Hey, Cornell, you meet him in the same.
He go to FAMU.
Stop it, telling people what I meant. He had the people come in.
He said the shit on the goddamn Twitter.
Bruh, I said, you quit telling people what I meant, bruh. I mean, we might run into some trouble. Next thing I know, I got kids in my dough, man. I got
also, I'm not gonna put on blast. Shout out to the girl that found me on the dating site because of the shit I said on the forecast. I guess she heard through the forecast some kind of way, and she found me based on what I was saying on there, and she sent me a message.
See, you be giving too much information. She already know your address. Well, you know. She know where
well, you live. I told you right across. Did you hit my Kroger?
Who said that I hit?
Asked you that shit, nigga.
Nah, she ain't not in the same state.
Hey, boy, I'd see the whole lot of hate get thrown around this Skype call.
Oh, that wasn't even hate. That
did you hit? Hate. Did you hit? Huh? No, I didn't hit.
Saying that shit because the nigga said, props for looking me up. Well, what did you hit? Did you hit? Because that's what you said you was on there for.
I love it.
That's the hate right there. No, that's the hate. First of all, that's not true. Oh. Anybody?
How come I ain't get a copy of the Tracy May mixtape?
She sent a copy.
What? How did that happen?
On subliminal.
Oh, you need to buy it. You need to buy it.
I think I got a couple dollars in my PayPal, man. I might, you know. Chase, man, hold on. You got a 7-bedroom house.
What the hell? Yeah.
I watch your YouTube video.
I have a 3-bedroom house.
Oh, I'm sorry. How many people live in your house? One. Oh, okay.
A dog.
Differences in my house. I have 3 bedrooms, and it's an occupant in each one. You know what I'm saying?
Her closet.
Oh, so I got a place to put all my stuff. I feel you. I feel
her closet is bigger than my whole apartment. I want to say that also too.
Bees, my kitchen is bigger.
You know
than
what?
Apartment.
I agree with that too. I'm not gonna. Well, I'm not talking about bullshit.
This nigga got a pull down bed like you used to see in them old hotels.
If I made a blog about my apartment, that shit be short as a motherfucker. It'd be one page, 2 posts.
This nigga makes a comment about your bed after saying that everybody throwing shade at you.
Hey, he throws shade at me every time. Listen, man, but you know, like I said, you know, the past weekend, I had no complaints about my bed this weekend, nigga. So just saying.
Pause, nigga. I'm sure that dude is happy about that.
Hold on, hold on. And I just realized in the last post on Tracy May's blog, Cast a Day Tracy May, it's a blog about urine. Just want to put it out there. Synergy. It's called Synergy. Synergy.
It's about dog urine.
Hey, Synergy. Now there's urine. Synergy. What's the name of your dog? Mm-mm.
One dog is named Diamond and the other one is named Armani. Two things
shout,
I can't
shout
afford.
Shout out to Diamond and Armani. I'm just saying. I actually read it because I try to read everything, so I actually check it out. I never commented because I have nothing to add to the conversation. Nothing.
So I'll always comment.
I comment. I don't have shit to say either. I'm like, nigga, fuck your plan.
Yes, thank you. Why did I think of that? Hold up. Do you say F-U-C-K or F-U-K? I like F-U-K. Man, fuck.
It depends on the day. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
depends
fuck. On the day.
Sometimes it's just one word.
Closet.
Fuck you.
Nigga.
Aww.
I will. Mm. Hold up. I will trade. What'd you say? You would trade money? The first joke is the song I said on the procast before he came on said, I would trade money, nigga.
Was that before or after the spirit chucker? I don't understand.
That was after the spirit chucker.
Okay, that was
the spirit chucker was in the email.
That man called us spear chuckers. God dang. Yeah, that's up there with Alabama blue gums, man. God dang.
And by the way, white people, if you listen to this, you might want to say spear chucker to anybody black.
Yeah, no.
It's not gonna end well.
Nah. Oh, like, man, let me tell you a funny story. All right, it worked. Now, you know, we got a little lax atmosphere. You know, we got a guy from Senegal that works with us, and you know, we got white people who work with us. So the white people, they be like, they be like, Kunta. I be like, you know, and,
oh
you know,
shit,
what?
And, you know, I was like, man, I told them, I said, look, one day at a meeting, I was just laughing. They was like, what's so funny? I said, y'all ain't calling this man Kunta. I was like, that's like, I don't know. I said, it's disrespectful almost. They was like, why? I said, that's Kunta Kinte. I was just like, come on, man. I said, at least call him like a warrior name. So I called a man. I said, call a man. I said, yeah, call a man Dingo, Shaka Zulu or something like that. I was like, and then, you know, they're going to ask him, do Kunta Kinte bother you? I'm like, man, of course he's going to say no, man. But I'm just like, man, come on, y'all stop that. And it's just, you know, I don't know. It's weird, man.
Tracy, you
know,
you should tell him about your experience at work with your coworker. The racist comment old girl said to you.
Oh, about the nigger toes?
Did she say nigger toes?
Yes, I had some Brazil nuts at my desk, and you know, she came to my desk eating my Brazil nuts and then gonna say, you know what we used to call these? Nigger toes.
How do you get that comfortable with somebody? You just say that shit.
Never. Why? I don't understand, like, ever. Why would you say that? And then she put the ER. It wasn't like nigger toes, it was nigger toes. I was like, really? This was in Atlanta. This when I lived in Atlanta.
God, I'm like, so I go to HR at this point.
I'm like, do I go right now? You want me to go tomorrow morning?
I'm like, how you want? Do you want to come with me?
Yeah, it was a whole big ordeal.
Wow.
It was so many meetings after that. And then she was like, I didn't mean da da da. I was just saying. Okay. Oh, gosh.
They fired a girl at Sam's Club behind it, a white girl at Sam's Club behind it. It was something messed up. And she's like, why don't we just go out there and nigger rig? And everybody was like, did you just say that thing? And she looked at it like, it wasn't that wrong with saying, she looked like, I just said nigger rig, like, nigger, like, no, but
she probably didn't even know, like, yeah, she was saying.
Like, I'm not saying it like that. I was just saying it like this. They're like, no.
No, yeah. White people supposed to say yeah, Jerry.
Exactly.
Rig.
Exactly. Also, too.
Jerry.
She forgot.
The black guy.
She forgot what she was.
She said nigga rig and kept it moving.
God. Nigga rig and everybody was like, skirt. Like, oh, shit. And it was just,
you know.
Yeah, I was like, there ain't no, but my favorite is all when the white people say, that looks so ghetto. And I'd be like, what do ghetto look like? You know, I always ask, what do ghetto look like?
Yeah.
You know, ghetto, trashy. Oh, ghetto trashy? I said, okay.
Hey, I do got to ask y'all this question, and then my last question. What, did y'all see the whole thing about Katy Perry?
God dang.
No.
Tracy May, lock the window.
No.
Hey, look, make sure you put something over your webcam because B's real good with computers. That's all I'm saying, man.
Okay, first of all, let me say this. The reason I said Tracy May's name, because I'm on her site and she said something about nuts. I'm looking at her clean. I guess there's the scratches on her.
You would go look for nuts.
It's not a, Tracy May, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I was fixing
the
scratches in my floor with walnuts.
And I talked about that. And then, but no, did you hear about what Katy Perry, the whole thing? Like, how you feel about Katy Perry was going off on somebody and she said the hood rat in her was coming out? Yep.
I mean, I don't think hood rat necessarily means black.
Right. I don't feel like hood rat. She could be a hood rat too.
But she ain't from the hood, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, most just like shit ain't ghetto is not from the
ghetto. But I'm saying, but exactly, the ghetto necessarily is the same thing as hood rat, though, right? What's the difference?
I think hood rats.
But it's white folks from the ghetto. I know a lot of white folks from the ghetto.
And they are like hood rats, like your girl Eminem. Yeah. She's a hood rat. Nah, she dressed up like Eminem. I don't know her real name, but the one that dressed up like Eminem.
Another name. I can't say that either, but yeah. Oh. But yeah. Yeah, okay. I was just wondering.
Well, anyway,
I had no feelings either way about it. He said the ghetto thing. I just wanted to see what y'all thought about it.
Yeah,
ghetto is one of those that bothers me. I hate when people say nappy and use it to describe something dirty, or I hate that shit too.
Yeah, cause naps can't.
Wait,
be used
but in the same like token, do y'all use like gay to describe something?
Every day, like they say, already.
Every day.
Hey, I mean, I think I call B-Eazy gay at least once a conversation. Anytime I talk to him, at some point in time, yeah. I call him gay or say something he does gay. Not meaning that gay as in gay, but gay as in, come on,
like,
dude.
I mean, it could be like, I'm like, I'm at a grocery store. He said, what you buy? I said, I'm buying some Hot Pockets and some bread. He said, that's it? I was like, yeah, man, you gay, man. I'm like, they don't even go with what you're talking about. But he
You playing fantasy football? Nah, you know why? Because you're gay. I mean, you gonna do a bracket? Probably not. I was like, man, you gay. Like, he'll tell me, I don't have time to do fantasy football. I said, the 3 minutes that you took watching that girl shake her ass on World Star, you could have been in your fantasy that day. I said, so don't tell me you don't have time to do it. You know, that's but, you know, I don't know.
I'm watching that girl shake her ass for nappyafro.com.
Is that what it was?
Exactly. Oh, you was doing research? Exactly. You was doing research, huh?
Thank you.
I need to get in this whole fantasy football league thing.
Oh, you can get in the next year.
I'm going to pick, like, the most handsome team ever.
You might get kicked out. You might get kicked out. Be careful.
Why would I get kicked out?
If you don't show up, you'll get kicked out.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't change your roster, if you don't change your roster and you still got injured people that's out for the season.
Starting.
Still on your roster like somebody did, like two people on this call did. You know, I'm not, you know, like, you know.
Who the second person?
Who do I have answered?
Who the second person? Because also, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
You, Brandon, last year you had like Randy
Moss. I didn't do it this year. I mean, I didn't do it last year.
I said last
year before.
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, you know what, 2 years. Also, too, Tracy May.
Brandon, man, please. I was like, please change your roster, man. Randy Moss don't even play no more. Okay. And, you know.
Exactly. Tracy May, let me say this, though. It's funny that the person that runs the league wins it. So, Jerm put it together, won it. And everybody, people saying stuff about it, too.
It's funny. It's funny that I just had the most beastiest team and I won. I had Cam fucking Newton, bro. Cam Newton. Shout out to Cam. You know, Scam.
Yeah, he would have been on my team.
What the hell? That was a drunk laugh.
Yeah, you too dark. You look for him, Tracy, if you get my.
Yeah, he got a white wife. He got a white girlfriend on him. Yeah. I can't hate on
him. Yeah. You should have known they was gonna scoop him up.
You just tried to holler at Andrew Luck.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Get at me, Drew. No, but I felt like really like cougarish when Cam was still in college, and I was like, "Hey, Cam, go! Ooh, look how he just dived in the end zone." But yeah. So now that he's out. You know, I feel a little bit better about watching him play.
I'm out of college now, too. You know, I'm out of college now, too.
So, you know. My tongue is bleeding because I'm not going to... I had something else to say. I'm not going to say it.
You better stop, man. You hate on you. You know, you see the blows he be throwing. Yeah. He could be like, oh, so Dub, I see you got married on your anniversary coming up. What y'all doing for the anniversary next week, huh?
Okay, look, I gotta go. Let's wrap it up. I gotta go. It's almost 2 hours.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this has been one hell of a show. We've been all around the map. So,
let me get my shout outs real quick. I'm
sorry. Get your shout outs, Dub. Don't all be giving right, no blood shout-outs, no gang members, and
I only got one important shout-out. Let me give a shout-out to Tracy May. You know, I enjoyed our time together on the broadcast. And I know B was hating a lot, but don't even trip off of him, you know. That's all I wanted to say.
That was kind of lame. That was kind of lame. I'm going to say that shit was lame. First of all, Tracy, I don't know. It's all good being a kept woman and everything or being a side piece, but you all, you know. You've been a main. You was always my main. That's all I gotta say about that. You was always my main.
All right. I had a low blow coming, but I caught myself. I'm gonna keep it 100. I had a low blow coming.
I appreciate that, dude.
So.
He wouldn't have done it for you.
Right.
I don't want to put his problem all out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. We just gonna keep it pushing.
Oh, gosh. How did this happen?
Folks, this is how we end the broadcast, man.
Oh, gosh.
Man, fuck this nigga singing.
Turn it down, man.
Turn it down, dog.
And mute that nigga, man. Mute that nigga, man.
Oh, damn.
And I'm about to hand this to the car.
Okay, I don't know, Trace, but you said you were trying to say something before you was interrupted by Dub.
I wanted to give some shout outs to you guys for including me in this broadcast all impromptu and whatnot. And also, I want to.
That sounds like an underhand compliment, and I ain't saying nothing.
But no, it's a for real compliment.
Oh, okay.
And also, I want to give a shout out to. My girl afros and baby hair, and she's gonna do my hair on Sunday. So I'm crying about that.
She would never hear that.
Everybody in Plump Lands, all my Plump Nation misses, and you know, keep eating. You know how we do.
I got them grown women dogs.
Where can you get your mixtape at, Tracy?
Huh?
Where can they get your mixtape?
Yeah, where can we get this mixtape that I don't have?
TracyMae.bandcamp.com, and that's TRACIEMAE.
So it's not on your blog?
That is weird.
No. Well, my blog is about decorating.
Side note, why are you decorating? Download this mixtape.
Look, she don't want to claim her hip hop side. She don't want to claim.
Yes, I don't know. You know, like you said, I have a for real job, so I just do it because I think it's fun, and I like the process, and I like the outcome, and I like when people like it. So,
see, I would support a rapper with a real job like yourself. I'm not supporting rappers that just count on rap. No, I'm not supporting you, dog.
I think all jokes aside, all stalking aside, all sexual harassment aside, I do think Tracy May is talented. When I first heard she was rapping, I kind of like, I don't know. Do I want to listen to this? But no,
I think Saul would have told me if it was whack. Like, he tells me when I'm whack.
Good job, Saul.
Yeah, she give me the blues about that shit, too.
Yeah, I'd be a little upset.
That nigga was upset because the one song she played, she had one song, one version before it came out, and the shit was off. And I was like, yo, you know, we review music, so I give you a couple seconds. I'm like, on to the next. And she was like, what'd you think? I said, man, the beginning was off. And she said, what about this part? I said, I ain't making that far. And
I was pissed. Like, he didn't even listen to the whole song, but this other girl, he listened to all of her. Okay, I ain't gonna even go there.
Who else I listen to? Oh, that shit is terrible and funny. That shit is terrible and funny, though. You know who we talking about. Sweet. That shit. You listen to all her shit, too, though.
Hey, Dub. I'm a Dub. Dub.
I'm gonna
tell you this. Yeah, you got it now. But really, just being real out there, I don't think you need to watch out for me. I'm just saying this. I'm putting this out there right there. I don't think you need to watch for me. I'm just putting it out there. It's out there now. It's out there now.
What was that character on wrestling? The one that the dark something or something that had the mask on? What was his name? The one Ric Flair was playing, but he had a mask on.
Yeah,
the WWE.
Everybody knew it was him. Yeah, all I gotta say is I don't think. I ain't your problem. That's all I gotta say. I ain't your problem.
See how somebody got her on Skype real fast, you know what I'm saying? Like I that's said. All I got.
Me and Saul, we go way back.
Way back.
We begin. Give my shout outs real quick. Shout out to Miss T. Lee, who always listens to us. She listens to the Frocast every week. Jay Marguerite, my homegirl, listens to the Frocast every week.
Y'all got girls that listen to the Frocast? Hey!
Oh, yeah, shout out to Brokey McPoverty. We need to get Brokey McPoverty and Tracy on here at the same time. That'd be some wild shit. So yeah, shout out to everybody who listens to the Frocast. Shout out to everybody who checks out nappyafro.com. Go download Tracy's mixtape, bandcamp.com?
Yep.
Go ahead and donate a couple dollars, you know. Go buy a car for my nigga Germ.
Shit on every afro.
Go buy a car for what?
Go buy a car for my nigga King Germ.
Oh, yeah. Hey, no. King Germ don't sell cars. King Germ reviews music. What do you mean? Quit trying to intertwine my real life with my internet life. Now I done told y'all this, man.
Hey, you better use this shit to make some money. Exactly. Fuck what you heard.
Hey, let me say this before we go.
You said them high young days?
Yep, them high young days.
No.
You better put on your nappy afro shirt and be on the lot. Like, yo, get one from a bona fide music man.
No, but...
I damn near bought a car from Bob Orton. Randy Orton. I was tripping. That nigga was... I was like, yo, you Cowboy Bob Orton. He's like, yeah, but go check out this Fort Timbo.
I do want to say... I want to say this because I didn't want to say this. This all jokes aside, I know I just talk about pissing on chicks and stupid shit like that. But all jokes aside,
I just forgot.
All jokes aside, I really appreciate everybody who comes to the site. I appreciate everybody who's on the Frocast right now. We doing good numbers right now. Continue to support the site. Holler at us, comment, click on ads, retweet, like it on Facebook, Tumblr it. Tumblr is what's that? Anyway, go on Tumblr and do that shit, whatever it's called. Stumble upon, dig, whatever. Keep it moving alive. Thank you for coming. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, and if you need an ad put up, holler at us. You know, shoot us an email. We get some advertisement on the site. You get some clicks. We're doing some big numbers. So that's what's up. This is the Frocast episode number 21. We'll holler at you next week for sure. It's been your man, Saul Wright. We got B-Eazy, King Germ, Dub, and Tracy May in the house. We'll holler at you.
Is it weird they got a
peep
right now?
Because I do. Why do you share so much bullshit?
Because it's real.
NappyAfro.com.